Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Got a lot coming up for you this hour. We will talk about voter fraud in North Carolina. We'll get to the mailbag, but we begin this hour with Jussie Smollett, who headed back to Hollywood. Apparently, producers of Empire finally have said that his character will be removed from the final two episodes of the latest season of Empire. Hilariously, they had not said this as of last night. He was actually headed back to the set of Empire in Chicago following his release from police custody on Thursday. Smollett was released after posting bail in Chicago after police charged him with staging what was originally reported as a hate crime last month. He was originally intended to film throughout the week on the Fox series. His role was dramatically reduced in light of his ongoing legal troubles. The fact that he was even allowed to go back to the set is perfectly insane. And he was involved in the worst race hoax since Tawana Browley in the United States. And the guy was allowed to go back to set? Fox has stood behind the actor for the most part, issuing multiple statements backing him as evidence grew that he had staged his own assault. This is Variety reporting. Earlier on Thursday, though, the network released a news statement that said in part, "We are evaluating the situation. We are considering our options." Even with his mounting legal troubles, Variety said, Smollett had big pockets of support within Fox. How is that even possible? How is it possible to have large pockets of support with a company after you basically are caught signing checks to two guys to fake a racial crime? There was hope as late as Wednesday he would be able to finish out his work on the series. Empire had about an episode and a half of filming to finish his fifth season, or a little more than a week worth of work. Apparently, instead, they are finally going to write him out. They release him on $100,000 bond. It is just amazing to me the level to which people will surrender to their own narrative bias. That to return this guy to sort of civil society, even to consider returning this guy to civil society in the midst of an ongoing legal trial, after presumably expending hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars on a racial hoax, is just insane. You know you've done something wrong. You know that you've gone off the rails when Rahm Emanuel, a lefty of lefties, is very, very upset with you because of your race hoax. Here's Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, and you'll recall the chief of staff to Barack Obama, talking to Don Lemon, quasi-reporter and friend of Jussie Smollett, last night on CNN.
Across our city in 77 different neighborhoods, there are people that have signs in their front door, lawn, on their windows, that say, "Hate has no home here." And to use Chicago in that way is not true to who we are as a city. Our police officers took this as a very serious hate crime, and they dedicated the resources to deal with it as a hate crime. But then you literally put doubt. What about the young man who is dealing with his own sexual orientation and is attacked for it in high school or some school, who's now going to doubt whether people are going to believe him? You have put all those real stories at risk for your fake story. That is not right.
There's certain irony to Rahm Emanuel suggesting that Jussie Smollett's story did grave damage to the city of Chicago. It did, of course, do grave damage to the city of Chicago. The widespread perception that Chicago PD are somehow racist, that they were not pursuing the case with alacrity, or that Chicago is home to tremendous amounts of evil MAGA racists who are running around throughout the city trying to string up black people. It's funny how so many folks on the left, including Rahm Emanuel, will say, you know, this is a slander on the city of Chicago and a slander on the police department, and yet Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, they were constantly slandering a huge swath of Americans as exactly the kind of people that Jussie Smollett was trying to target. He knew that folks like Rahm Emanuel, if the crime had been true, he knew that people like Rahm Emanuel would have jumped on board the idea that there were a huge swath of Americans who agreed with the attackers, the fake attackers of Jussie Smollett. So if Rahm Emanuel is very concerned about stories that draw a false conclusion about fellow Americans, then it seems to me that people on the left might want to reconsider how they treat crimes like this in the future, because the fact is, during the Obama administration, Barack Obama was complicit in presenting exactly the same types of slander about certain parts of America. And Barack Obama said about Ferguson, Missouri, Michael Brown, you'll recall, was an 18-year-old black man who attacked a police officer. He tried to run at a police officer and was shot to death for his trouble after robbing a convenience store and after punching that police officer in the face. And that was portrayed by the media as hands up, don't shoot. You remember anchors on CNN raising their hands and posing for pictures, hands up, don't shoot. And you remember Barack Obama in the aftermath of the acquittal of the officer in that particular case. You'll remember the President of the United States getting on TV and expressing his quasi-sorrow at the verdict and then suggesting that communities of color don't make these things up. That case was made up. That case was a race hoax. That case was a massive race hoax. But we don't see it that way. Why? Because massive mainstream institutions decided to back the race hoax. So, here's the point. If you are upset with Jussie Smollett on the left today because you feel that he slandered the city of Chicago and the Chicago PD and they made it harder for future victims, then you should have been just as upset over the Michael Brown scenario. You should have been just as upset over that. You should have been just as upset over other issues that were happening like that during the Obama administration. People were not, because President Obama decided to back the play. In this particular case, it blew back on the city of Chicago. So now the left realizes that this sort of thing is bad. But when it blows back on the state of Missouri or the city of Ferguson, then it's a completely different story. Pretty amazing stuff. By the way, Jussie Smollett still has his defenders. He has his defenders on the grounds that President Trump is bad. Now, President Trump is basically a get-out-of-jail-free card for a lot of folks on the left who don't want to acknowledge that something really, truly terrible happened right here. D.L. Hewley, alleged comedian, was on CNN with Block of Wood, Chris Cuomo, and he was talking about Jussie Smollett. He said, well, you know, Jussie Smollett shouldn't go to jail. President Trump isn't in jail. Well, that's because President Trump didn't claim falsely that he was beaten half to death and then called racial slurs by people he had hired. That's why President Trump isn't in jail. D.L. Hewley and his hat don't seem to understand that.
You know, it's interesting when you use hatred and bigotry and lying for your own self as in, and you're a young black kid, a young gay black kid, you get indicted. If you do it when you're an old white guy, you become president. And I think there are enough monsters out there for real that we don't have to make any up. White supremacists has never they're at a historical high. It's interesting that the president would focus more on the kid that orchestrated a fake attack, but not the man, white supremacist, who was orchestrating an actual attack.
How exactly is this on national news? Really, like, how is this on CNN? What is D.L. Hewley saying here that is of any value whatsoever? I mean, he's saying a couple of things, and neither of them make any sense. The first thing he says is that if you use racism for your own personal ends and you're black, you go to jail. No, actually, if you use racism in politics to your own personal ends, you end up getting elected to high office as well. It turns out that race baiting on every side is very lucrative business. That's why Jussie Smollett tried to hoax. The reason Jussie Smollett tried this routine is because he knew there was power in race baiting for personal gain. Al Sharpton is still meeting with people after helping perpetrate the Tawana Brawley hoax, and it's 35 years later. So D.L. Hewley is just wrong about this. The reason Jussie Smollett is going to jail is because he actually took up police resources by reporting a fake hate crime. If Jussie Smollett had just gone out there and preached about how America is racist and how white people, broadly speaking, are racist, he'd be on the cover of Time magazine next week. He'd be getting multi-million dollar deals like Colin Kaepernick. So D.L. Hewley is just wrong about that. And then when D.L. Hewley continues to suggest that white supremacism is at an all-time high in the United States, you know how ignorant you have to be of American history to believe that? You're truly ignorant of American history. An all-time high? We had a literal war in this country where 500,000 people died, because it seems like probably when there were actual slaves being held in the United States, probably then is when white supremacy was at its height. If I had to guess, I'd probably peg it right then. And then, you know, when it was also really high, it was also really high when we had a legal system of discrimination against black people that was promoted throughout the South and enshrined in law up until the mid-60s. That seems like a time when white supremacism was at its all-time high. You know when it's not at its all-time high? In a country that 3 years ago, a black man was president of the United States, the Attorney General of the United States was a black man, the Secretary of State, Susan Rice, was a woman of color. I mean, what? The attempt to paint America as deeply racist in spite of Jussie Smollett is amazing. The real point here is the one that Matt Walsh, a columnist over at Daily Wire, made yesterday, which is that the supply of racism of the United States is being exceeded by demand. There's too much demand for racism and not enough supply. So now we have to get mad over silly things, or we have to make up race hoaxes. We have to find every instance of quasi or fake racism we can in order to promote the idea that America is still a terrible, awful, no good, very bad place. It's pretty astonishing. I mean, that really is the theme for Jussie Smollett, right? All Jussie Smollett had to do, if he wanted to be the leader on hate crimes against black folks, is find a black gay person who was victimized in a hate crime and promote their story. That's all he had to do. But he couldn't do that. Instead, he had to fake a hate crime so that we could make the front pages across the United States. It's pretty astonishing. And by the way, again, there's still people going to defend Jussie Smollett because they are going to make the claim that Jussie Smollett is indicative of a broader problem, even if his story is fake. The story is fake, but the moral is real. The AOC version of politics. We'll get to more of that in just a second. First, let's talk about postage rates. They've gone up again. Thankfully, Stamps.com can ease the pain with big discounts off post office retail rates. With Stamps.com, you save 5 cents off every first-class stamp, up to 40% off priority mail. That kind of savings really does add up, especially for small businesses. Plus, Stamps.com is completely online, and that saves you a lot of time. No more inconvenient trips to the post office. Stamps.com automatically calculates and prints the exact amount of postage you need for every letter or package you send. Plus, Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service direct to your fingertips. We're talking buying and printing official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and printer. And Stamps.com makes it super easy. They will even send you a free digital scale automatically calculating exact postage. I use Stamps.com because it saves me time and it saves me money. I don't have to schlep all my stuff over to the post office and I get cheaper postage. Right now, my listeners get a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Ben Radio. That's Stamps.com. Enter Ben Radio, B-E-N-R-A-D-I-O. All right, so there are still people who are, in fact, race hoax specialists, or at least racialists, who make bank off this stuff, who refuse to acknowledge that Jussie Smollett even did anything wrong. One of those people is Auntie Maxine, who has been promoted as a champion of the downtrodden among the Democratic Party, especially now because she's very anti-Trump. She said yesterday she still doesn't believe the Chicago PD.
How do we make sense of Jussie Smollett? How do we make sense of the situation?
I don't think we can at this point make sense of it. There's still some questions that we have, some answers that have to be given. He's a friend, and so I believed him when I heard about it. I still don't know all of the details. I'm waiting for the final results of all of this. If, in fact, it's a hoax, of course I would be disappointed.
Oh, if it's a hoax, you'd be disappointed. He's been arrested. They have a signed check from him to the people he was paying to promote the hoax. They have the phone call log in which he was calling the guys who helped him promote the hoax. The evidence is pretty damn clear right here. And Maxine Waters is still pretending that the evidence isn't fully in. It really is amazing. Kamala Harris is doing a little bit of the same routine. So you'll recall that Kamala Harris first said that this was a modern-day lynching. And then you'll recall that Kamala Harris said that she was going to wait for all the facts to come out while pretending that she didn't actually know what the facts were. And now she has released a statement. It says, like most of you, I've seen the reports about Jussie Smollett, and I'm sad, frustrated, and disappointed. When anyone makes false claims to police, it not only diverts resources away from serious investigations, but it makes it more difficult for other victims of crime to come forward. At the same time, we must speak the truth. Hate crimes are on the rise in America. Just last year, the FBI released statistics that revealed a 17% increase in the number of hate crimes in America. Part of the tragedy of the situation is that it distracts from that truth and has been seized by some who would like to dismiss and downplay the very real problems that we must address. We should not allow that. So the real problem is not really Jussie Smollett. The real problem is people seizing and pouncing, ooh, like a tiger on Jussie Smollett. You know, the real good news here, I guess, is that he raised awareness. In the end, he raised awareness of hate crimes. That's the real thing that we should be very excited about. This notion that we are supposed to default to empathy after it's already revealed that this piece of debris, I mean, he's a bad guy. That is a bad guy. Somebody who is willing to testify falsely so that other people go to jail, that makes you a bad human being. Jussie Smollett did something deeply evil here. And to pretend that empathy should be on the table is bizarre at best and obviously malicious at worst. Because you're actually promoting a narrative, not a truth. Coming up, an actual crime against a person based on political orientation. Over at Berkeley, a TPUSA student was punched in the face repeatedly, not making national news. I wonder why. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So if you fake a racial crime, that gets inordinate attention based on your original fakery. If there's actual video of you being punched in the face because of your political viewpoint, that basically gets ignored by the national media. There was an actual political crime, a politically driven assault that happened at Berkeley. I guess this was yesterday. And police at Berkeley were called to a student plaza on Tuesday after reports that a representative of the Conservative Leadership Institute was physically assaulted by a man on the campus. Well, we actually have tape of it, and here is what it sounded like.
You are encouraging violence.
No, I'm not.
I don't give a shit about videotaping. You're a f***ing
fraud. My face, motherfucker. Put your phone on my face.
So he punched the student in the eye, gave him a black eye. The student maintained control of the camera, so we have a good shot of the guy's face. I mean, just delivered a short right to his eye. And this guy should be arrested, and obviously he will be arrested. He's now on camera, so the chances that he doesn't end up spending some time in jail, pretty low. The Daily Californian was the first outlet to report the incident, which the student-run paper says took place in the Upper Sproul Plaza. Citing a campus police alert that went out Wednesday, the paper reports that the alleged victim, a male Leadership Institute representative, had been tabling for Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk's group on Tuesday afternoon about 3:29 p.m. when two males approached the table. The victim told police he and the two men became embroiled in a verbal altercation, at which point he began filming the escalating exchange with his phone. One of the two alleged attackers reportedly slapped the phone out of the activist's hand and then overturned the table the group was using to recruit. While he and the suspect struggled for the phone, the suspect punched the victim several times, causing injury to the victim's eye and nose. By the time the police arrived, the suspect had already left the scene. A student who witnessed the attack filmed the second part of the altercation on his phone. Charlie Kirk, the head of TPUSA, tweeted out the footage, wrote, "Imagine if the attacker was wearing a MAGA hat, would be national news." That, of course, is 100% true. That is 100% true. The college fix has also published additional footage filmed by a conservative activist that includes the assaulter threatening, "I'll shoot your bleep." So the student paper has reported in an update that UC Berkeley Chancellor Carol Crist said in a statement the campus condemns all forms of harassment and violence and that the university does not have any information about whether the suspect is a student at the university. He is wearing a backpack and he appears to be college age. The student who reportedly filmed the incident apparently told Breitbart News that the altercation appears to have begun over an argument about a TPUSA sign that warned hate crime hoaxes hurt real victims, which was a reference to Jussie Smollett. And then apparently he began filming after the suspect flipped over the table. Newsweek covering this thing, Newsweek headlined, "Conservative activist allegedly assaulted." When they headlined Jussie Smollett, it was Jussie Smollett assaulted. And meanwhile, in a horrifying story, this is from the Washington Post, a judge has now ruled a prosecutorial deal between Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta and Jeffrey Epstein's lawyers was absolutely corrupt, which is 100% true. We covered this a few months ago on the podcast. A judge ruled Thursday that federal prosecutors, including the future Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta, violated the law when they did not tell victims the government had struck a deal not to prosecute Jeffrey Epstein, a politically connected billionaire accused of molesting dozens of young girls. You'll recall Jeffrey Epstein from having an island. It was basically Sex Slave Island. He had a bunch of underage young girls there, and he was flying his friends down there. And his friends ranged in politics from Bill Clinton to, I believe he was friendly with Trump, I think. I know that he was friendly with Alan Dershowitz. The ruling was a stinging rebuke for prosecutors and how they behaved in a grim, high-profile case that has drawn increased scrutiny in recent months. A Miami Herald investigation last year highlighted the allegations and Acosta's role in cutting a non-prosecution agreement with Epstein, while a Justice Department office said it is exploring whether the federal prosecutors who reached the deal committed professional misconduct. District Judge Kenneth Marrow was blunt, ruling that prosecutors had acted improperly in reaching the agreement with Epstein, which stopped federal action in exchange for him pleading guilty to a state charge without telling the victims. I mean, the case itself was horrific. He was basically kidnapping young girls off the street, bringing them home, and then sexually abusing them. And then he was releasing them because he was extraordinarily wealthy and because he gave lots of money to politicians. The presumption is that this had an impact on how his prosecution went. The judge wrote that he was not ruling the decision not to prosecute was improper. He was simply ruling that under the facts of this case, there was a violation of the victim's rights under the CVRA, which is the Crime Victims' Rights Act, which entitles victims to know about significant events in their cases. Prosecutors did not give victims a chance to affect prosecutorial decisions and did not accurately tell them about what was happening. Prosecutors instead sought to conceal the existence of the deal cut with Epstein and mislead the victims to believe that federal prosecution was still a possibility. Mara wrote, while the government spent untold hours negotiating the terms and implications of the non-prosecution agreement with Epstein's attorney, scant information was shared with the victims. The case remains in active litigation. It has referred further questions to the Justice Department. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Southern District of Florida declined to comment on the ruling. The allegations against Epstein and the fact that he had reached a deal had been publicly known. They came up during Acosta's 2017 confirmation hearings to lead the Labor Department. The case surged back into the public eye in November when the Herald published its investigation, reporting it had identified approximately 80 women who said they had been sexually abused by Epstein between 2001 and 2006, and then how Epstein had struck a deal that effectively ended an FBI probe. The Justice Department revealed earlier this month it had opened an investigation into how prosecutors handled the Epstein case, though the probe is likely to be of limited impact. Epstein is one of the worst people walking this earth. I mean, just one of the worst people. And the fact that he was politically connected, I can't imagine that had nothing to do with the agreement that was cut here. When people talk about injustices in the criminal justice system, I think it has very little to do with race. I think it has a lot to do with the amount of power that you wield. And if you're Jeffrey Epstein and you're paying off politicians and those politicians can call up their political friends, sometimes deals get cut that way. And that is really bad. Coming up, Democrats are hot and bothered about voter fraud in North Carolina. And they should be. North Carolina's 9th Congressional District apparently is going to have to re-vote thanks to massive voter fraud. But there is more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
I am excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
Get me every time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, I think all Americans should be concerned about voter fraud, and that means I am deeply concerned about the voter fraud that occurred in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District, and it was perpetrated by Republicans. A new election has been ordered in North Carolina. According to the New York Times, North Carolina officials on Thursday ordered a new contest in the 9th Congressional District after the Republican candidate, confronted by evidence that his campaign had financed an illegal voter turnout effort, called for a new election. The unanimous ruling by the 5-member Board of Elections was a startling and, for Republicans, embarrassing conclusion to a case that has convulsed North Carolina since November. And it followed testimony that outlined how a political operative had orchestrated an absentee ballot scheme to try to sway the race in favor of Mark Harris, the Republican candidate. It is now the single undecided House contest in last year's midterms. Robert Cordell, the state's board chairman, cited the corruption, absolute mess with the absentee ballots when he called for a new election. He said it was certainly tainted. Harris had a 905-vote lead over his Democratic opponent, Dan McCready, but his success in Bladen County, where he won 61% of absentee ballots, even though Republicans were there accounted for just 19% of them, alarmed regulators. When he finally took the stand on Thursday morning, Mr. Harris denied knowing of any wrongdoing in the voter turnout effort led by L. McCray Dallas Jr., a veteran political operative known as a local guru of elections. But in a series of questions, Harris stumbled and appeared to mislead the board. When he returned to the crowded courtroom after lunch recess, he asked whether he could read a statement. He apologized to the board. He explained that recent medical issues, including two strokes, had impaired his abilities and recall, and then he asked for a new election, which sounds pretty damaging to him. Now, the entire article talks about this voter operations guy, McCray Dallas, and it talks about his history in the district. But it does not actually talk until very late about his longtime history working for Democrats. In fact, if you search the piece for references to Democrat, there's one reference to his shadowy work for Democratic and Republican politicians. But that is not how New York Times reporter Patrick Healy talked about this on CNN. Here's Patrick Healy, the politics editor for the New York Times, saying Republicans are engaging in voter fraud.
For years, President Trump and Republicans have tried to create this image that Democrats were stealing elections.
The
Democrats, millions of phony votes. You know, President Trump would have won the popular vote against Hillary Clinton if not for all of this voter fraud by Democrats. Never proven, no evidence. And now the Republicans have the biggest case of voter fraud that we've had in this country for years.
Okay, amazing. I will point out, it is amazing that the politics editor of the New York Times will say that Republicans are responsible for voter fraud. Let's learn a little bit about Leslie McCray Dallas. Now, it is true in this case, Republicans apparently responsible for voter fraud. Obviously, that is true. Also true, this guy has been working for politicians of both parties, and mostly the Democratic Party, over the course of his career. According to the News Observer in North Carolina, Dallas had long voted in Democratic primaries, but became a registered Republican after the 2016 general election. In 2012, he was paid for get-out-the-vote efforts for competing Democratic candidates in a state House race. Why weird? You think maybe a voter fraud guru may have committed voter fraud on behalf of Democrats historically, but nobody cared because it was Democrats doing it in a Democratic primary? News reports indicate he has been doing campaign work at least as far back as 2006. He told the News Reporter of Whiteville in a 2010 article that he worked on then-District Attorney Rex Gore's campaign that year. In 2010, Dallas worked for the man Gore defeated, Harold Butch Pope, a Whiteville attorney. During that campaign, Pope and Dallas has responded to concerns about Dallas's criminal record. In 1992, Dallas was convicted of felony insurance fraud after he and his wife were accused of taking out an insurance policy on a dead man and collecting nearly $165,000 from his death. And he was being hired by Democrats for years after that. He served more than 6 months of a 2-year prison sentence after repeating the plot of Double Indemnity. Pope knocked out Gore in the Democratic primary, then lost the election to John David, who remains the district attorney for Bladen, Brunswick, and Columbus counties. Pope said when he ran for the office, two or three people called and told him he needed Dallas working for him in Bladen County. Someone told me McCray Dallas is the guru of Bladen County. So the guy who was responsible for the voter fraud, this McRae Dowless fellow, he basically was gathering absentee ballots and then he was throwing out the ones that he didn't like and he was keeping the ones that he did like. That was essentially what happened here. And this is why ballot gathering is a bad process. Absentee ballots should not be allowed unless you're a member of the military. Really. Absentee ballots, early voting, it should only be allowed if you're a member of the military. This idea that we need to maximize the number of people voting early and then we need to allow various political parties to go out and vote gather is extraordinarily dangerous. It's extraordinarily dangerous. And yet Democrats don't seem to have any problem with the systematic voter fraud issue. This is the part that I think Republicans have a real claim on. And Democrats are pointing to this case and saying, look, voter fraud. And I'm like, yes, of course, voter fraud. Yes, that's voter fraud. That's very bad. You know, it's bad when everyone does it. Maybe we should change the system so it is not as easy to commit voter fraud. Take, for example, my state, California. The San Diego Union Tribune has a piece back from December. It says this: in the wake of last month's blue wave that wrested control of the House from Republicans and transferred it to the Democratic Party, some members of the GOP are complaining about the results and the practice of so-called ballot harvesting in California. House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's then the House Speaker, said last week that California defies logic and he can't begin to understand what ballot harvesting is. So what exactly is ballot harvesting? It's political jargon for a practice in which organized workers or volunteers collect absentee ballots from certain voters and drop them off at a polling place or election office. Coined by California Republicans, the term carries a negative connotation to suggest improprieties and even election fraud. In 2016, Jerry Brown signed into law a change to Section 3017 of the Election Code that allows any person to collect a mail-in ballot from voters and turn in the mail ballot to a polling place or the registrar's office. Prior law restricted the practice to just relatives or those living in the same household as the voter. So in other words, Jerry Brown made voter fraud easier because now you can have somebody just coming to your door and saying, listen, I've been assigned by whomever. I've been assigned by the Elections Oversight Committee to come gather your ballot. So, you know, you're not going to leave it in the mail. You're going to forget. Just give me your ballot. Just vote right now. Give me your ballot. I'll take it down to the mailbox for you. I'm not sure that that the actual law requires you to say if you are working for one of the parties. The legislation says that a vote by a mail voter who is unable to return the ballot may designate any person to return the ballot to the elections official from whom it came or to the precinct board at a polling place within the jurisdiction. So, in other words, the actual process that McRae Dowless used, which is he would go around, gather a bunch of ballots, throw out the ones he didn't like, keep the ones he did like, that process is very much on the table in places like California and was just made easier by the former governor of California, Jerry Brown. It used to be you could only give it to your brother, sister, your wife, your kids, take the ballot down to the mailbox and drop it off. Now, it's if I come to your door and I sign a piece of paper saying I gave you my ballot, then I can hand it to Rando. And who the hell knows what Rando is doing with those ballots? So this is where I have a real problem with all the talk about voter fraud. If you are only concerned about voter fraud when it happens on one side of the aisle, you are not really concerned about voter fraud. If you are only upset about voter fraud because of what just happened in North Carolina's 9th district, but you don't care that the guy responsible for the voter fraud was active in elections for legitimately 4 election cycles before that, and you don't care that the exact methodology he used is still open to abuse in states like California, then you don't get to claim that you really care about voter fraud. All you care about is blaming Republicans. That's why that politics editor from the New York Times is doing a grave disservice to the actual issue. Now, I love this. The San Diego Union Tribune says there have been no credible reports of ballot harvesting being employed illegally or systematically to amount to election fraud. Secretary of State Alex Padilla was quoted saying the laws don't benefit one party over another. Oh, well, we're not going to find out about that until it's found out about. That's the thing about crimes. You don't find out about them until somebody detects the crime. Again, don't pretend that you care about this stuff unless you actually care about this stuff. It's just absurd. Okay, in a second, we're going to talk about the Democrats who continue to move ever more to the left. First, when it comes to improving the look and feel of your home without spending a fortune, a lot of us have ideas, but we don't know where to start. Well, that's where SelectBlinds.com comes in. Select Blinds will make an instant impact on the way you look at your space. With Select Blinds, you can swap out tired old window coverings for high-quality, easy-to-install blinds. Upgrading your home with Select Blinds is so easy, it's a no-brainer. Score amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters today from SelectBlinds.com. With products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows, SelectBlinds.com is the easy way to upgrade. After your new blinds are taken care of, you can get back to the important stuff like relaxing in your new and improved space. Read more than 300,000 reviews from 1 million happy customers at SelectBlinds.com. SelectBlinds really is the simple, smart way to get blinds. To get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop today at selectblinds.com. Remember to mention our show at checkout. They have a drop-down menu, and just select our show. Select Blinds. Simple, smart, custom. Selectblinds.com. They take the guesswork out of ordering blinds online. They offer high-quality blinds for an unbelievable price. Go check them out. Selectblinds.com. Make sure to select our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. So back to the Democratic move toward the radical left. The new platform for a lot of the Democrats is apparently going to be slavery reparations. Now, you may be thinking, I know what you're thinking. What you're thinking is, isn't it 2019? Doesn't that mean that it's been approximately 153 years since the end of slavery in the United States? Why are we talking about slavery reparations? That would be a good question. The answer is because there's a group of Democrats who have to pander for a percentage of the Democratic voting base in the primaries. It's that simple. Because guess what is a thing that's not going to happen? That. You know why it's not going to happen? Because it is utterly impractical. It is utterly impractical. And by the way, counterproductive. Because it is suggesting that the vast majority of disparities in mobility in today's American society are due to an event that ended 150 years ago. And one of the broad-based accusations when it comes to slavery and Jim Crow is that the entire United States benefited as a whole from slavery and Jim Crow. That is obviously and eminently economically untrue. It is just not true. There is no fact pattern that suggests whatsoever that the vast majority of white people who were not directly engaged in having slaves on their plantation benefited from slavery. In fact, it helped make the Southern economy agrarian and backwards. The reason that the North overwhelmed the South was sheer industrial power, and a large part of that is because slavery was not allowed in the North. Slavery is not actually economically feasible or beneficial. Forget that it's morally evil. It is not feasible or economically beneficial. So the entire basis of reparations, which is the United States broad scale benefited from slavery, and that white people in the United States broad scale benefited from slavery, that is simply not true. And the reason that matters is because for my family, my great-grandparents arrived in the United States in like 1907. That was a solid 50 years after the end of slavery in the United States. They were Jewish. They lived in New York when they first got here. Should they be paying slavery reparations? Well, the theory is that they lived in a system that had benefited from slavery. Therefore, they should pay slavery reparations. But they moved into that system 50 years after slavery ended. And you're gonna be hard pressed to tell me how my great-great-grandparents benefited from slavery. Like really, you're gonna have to explain that one to me. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The best you could do if you were just talking about a fairness argument, if you're talking about a simple racial fairness argument, is find the direct descendants of slaves, find the direct descendants of plantation owners, and have the direct descendants of plantation owners turn over a percentage of their wealth to the direct descendants of slaves. That's going to be very difficult, and also it's likely not to be beneficial because there's a very good shot that many of the people who are direct descendants of plantation owners are poorer than the direct descendants of slaves. As I say, I think they're... If someone could make a case about Jim Crow, maybe, you know, Holocaust reparations make some sense to me because those people are still living and the German government was responsible. So maybe, but the idea that we're going to go to slavery reparations now, obviously it's just a pandering move, especially by Elizabeth Warren. So Kamala Harris was on a radio show and she was asked about government reparations for black Americans. And she said, if that was necessary to address the legacy of slavery and discrimination. She affirmed that statement. She said, we have to be honest that people in this country do not start from the same place or have access to the same opportunities. I'm serious about taking an approach that would change policies and structures and make real investment in black communities. Well, that's not slavery reparations. Presumably, that was a large part of what drove the social welfare state. I mean, LBJ essentially said that openly, that he saw large swaths of the social welfare state as designed to address the disparities that existed between black and whites in the United States on economic issues. Elizabeth Warren also said she supported reparations for black Americans because she's basically just following around every candidate and shouting, yeah, me too. Her campaign is she follows around Kamala Harris until Kamala Harris says something radical. And then Elizabeth Warren stands in the background and waves her hands, yeah, I also agree. And then Bernie Sanders emerges from the woodwork. It's like, I think that everything should be free. And Elizabeth Warren creeps up behind him, pops up her head and she goes, yeah, me too. That's basically her campaign at this point. I love this. The Warren campaign declined to give further details on that backing. But it came amid her calls for the federal government to provide special home buying assistance to residents of communities that were adversely affected by redlining. So here's the other problem. What you're seeing from a lot of Democrats is an attempt to push bad government policy, not direct reparations, actual bad government policy that has resulted in terrible economic woes for the United States on the basis that disparity is discrimination. So too few black families were getting home loans. Therefore, why don't we have a subprime mortgage industry backed by the federal government? That won't do any harm, will it? Except for, you know, destroying half the United States economy in 2007, 2008. Except for that, it'll be totally fine. Pursuing bad policy as some form of reparations is not smart, either for black people or for white people. And if we are talking about reparations, we have to discuss who gets it, from when, from whom, over what period, and why. Coming up, we will jump into the mailbag and answer some of your questions there. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Welcome back. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. Every Friday, we jump into the mailbag, so let's do that right now. John says, what are your thoughts on Andrew Yang's running for president 2020 on the Democratic ticket? 1,000-month UBI, freedom dividend, that he proposes can be available for all Americans to either replace or enhance welfare. Well, I believe that the only purpose of a universal basic income or a negative income tax, as Milton Friedman suggested, is if you're going to replace the entire welfare structure with it. If basically we just sign a check to everybody every month below a certain income level, and that's it. There are no other supplemental programs. We don't need 70 different welfare programs. We don't need food stamps. We don't need any of that stuff. We just sign you a check, and now it's your job to do with it what you will. The problem I see is that many of the decisions that are being made with money by people who are on welfare are not great decisions in the first place. So that is not to suggest they shouldn't have control over their money. They should. But if you have control over your money, that means that you also bear the brunt of the decisions that you make with your money. It's one of the reasons why, for example, there's been a suggestion by Republicans for health savings accounts when it comes to health care for poor people, because there's a fear that a lot of that money will not be used for health savings, will not be used for health insurance, and then there will just be more draw on the public treasury. Keegan says, howdy, Ben. Recently, you commended a Mozart piece, Piano Concerto No. 1, Second Movement, and I've absolutely fallen in love with it. Consider me ignorant on classical composers. The earliest music in my typical playlist is the big bands of the early 1900s. I have a love for swing music. What other composers or pieces would you recommend? Well, all Brahms chamber music is fantastic. I love his piano quintets. I love his piano quartets. The first piano quartet particularly I love. His violin sonatas are wonderful. I love to play those as well. In terms of symphonies, you got to take the Beethoven symphonies. Usually people recommend the odd numbers, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Those are all fantastic. Number 6 is also great. That's the Pastoral. You'll have seen it in Fantasia. I'm a big fan of Dvorak's 9th Symphony, the New World Symphony. That one's terrific. If you like kind of more dissonant music and more modern music, then Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra is one of my personal favorites. There's so much great classical music. Everything that Mozart wrote in his late career is I tend to love. So I love Don Giovanni. I love the Requiem, at least the parts of it that he wrote. He died in the middle of writing his Requiem. There's so much great classical music. Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, his Scottish Symphony, his Violin Concerto. So it really depends on the form of music you're talking about, but that's enough to get you started. Also, one of my personal favorites, I've played it on the show before, Ralph Vaughan Williams, his Fantasia on the Theme by Thomas Tallis is, I think, one of the most spiritual pieces of music ever written. Zachary says, I'm currently dating a girl from Peru who's blindsided by the fact that she was illegal due to her parents never informing her until she was 18. We have been fighting to keep her here via a pardon, and after a year, she only recently has been granted the permission to get biometrics done. My question is two parts. Is it morally right to be Republican and against illegal immigration and still date her? And how could the system of immigration be sped up while still having a proper vetting process? Thanks for all you do. Of course it's morally right to be a Republican and against illegal immigration and still date this person. Of course. I don't see the conflict at all. You're not saying that she should continue to illegally immigrate. You're not saying that she should continue to violate America's laws. And presumably, if you married her and she were rejected for immigration status, then you would find another place to live. So I don't see a conflict there at all. What I do see is a system that is wildly broken when a lot of people who were brought here as children and are net benefits to the United States, it takes forever for them to get citizenship, but we're talking blanket amnesty for people who come across the border now. That makes no sense to me at all. My wife was an immigrant to the United States. She came here with her family permanently when she was 12. She and her family were sort of back and forth between Israel and the United States for many years. They moved her permanently when she was 12. She didn't get her citizenship until she was 23, and it was not because she married me. We'd already been married a couple of years. Her green card finally ran, and so she had 10 years in the United States, and then she got citizenship. Was that length of that process truly necessary? Her dad had been working at a major American company for years on end. He had already gotten his citizenship. So what exactly was the holdup? Our immigration system is broken, and this is just another indicator of it. Zachary says, a coworker and I often discuss complex and larger issues about life, the state of the country, etc. One thing that has recently come up that we can't seem to figure out is automation and AI. Now, I'm not a big fan of UBI, but in 10 or so years, when electric vehicles and self-driving vehicles become more prevalent, retail stores and fast food restaurants become mostly automated, which causes millions of jobs to evaporate, and not all of those people can be retrained to do something else. Do you think we will inevitably end up with a UBI, or do you think there's a better solution? Well, again, people are asking me to predict the future on these sorts of questions. All I can say is that if the future looks like the past, the answer is no. If the future looks like the past, then technology will be an aid to the creation of new jobs and new industries. And we can look at a number of examples from modern American life. First of all, 150 years ago, did we think there would be a massive trucking industry? No, because the car had not yet been invented, so it would be very difficult to imagine a giant trucking industry. Could we imagine an entire social media industry? No, the internet was invented like 25, 30 years ago, or at least became widespread at that point. You know, we create new jobs and new industries all the time. Like the Daily Wire, we're going to have probably, 100 employees over the next year? None of those jobs exist in the absence of the internet or television. None of that exists. How many people are in the entertainment industry today? That entertainment industry did not exist. In other words, with new technology come new opportunities. And the fact is that technology very often is an aid to job creation, not a killer of jobs. It kills certain...
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes. but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Donald Trump faces another showdown with Congress next week over his proposed border wall. House Democrats plan to vote Tuesday on a resolution to block the emergency declaration that President Trump issued to gain more funding for his proposed wall. The disapproval resolution is sure to pass the House, and the GOP-run Senate may adopt it as well. Despite President Trump's opposition, the president promised a veto. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports the Trump administration plans to keep some U.S. forces in Syria for the time being.
In a one-sentence statement Thursday night, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said a small peacekeeping group of about 200 U.S. troops will remain in Syria for now. A force of that size would represent 10% of the U.S. deployment in Syria that the administration announced in December would be drawn down. That announcement led to the resignation of Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, criticism from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and angered Kurdish partners in Syria. U.S. troops in Syria have mostly worked out of small camps in the country's remote northeast. Mike Gracia, Washington.
There are calls for federal regulators to crack down on Facebook with word that the social network has been receiving very personal health information from people's cell phone apps.
Do you want Facebook to know your heartbeat rate, whether you want it or not? The Wall Street Journal says Facebook is getting that information from phone apps like HR Monitor, Flow Health, and Realtor.com. And get this, you don't have to be a Facebook user for the company to get that data from an app developer's account. Facebook says it requires app developers to tell users what information is shared. But the governor of New York says it's time for federal regulators to step in and stop this invasion of consumer privacy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Come on, kid. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply. And you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
U.S. and Royal Air Force planes have soared over Sheffield, England to honor 10 U.S. airmen who sacrificed their lives during World War II to save children playing at a park where they wanted to land.
One of those children, Tony Foles, watched a flight pass after he spent decades lobbying for public recognition of the sacrifice made by the crew of the B-17G, nicknamed Mi Amigo. Foles wanted an aerial display befitting men who fought in the sky. The crippled plane was returning from an air raid over Denmark when the pilot decided not to land at Encliffe Park in Sheffield to avoid a group of children on the grass. Thousands gathered, cheered widely as Lieutenant John G. Kriegshauser and his crew were honored. Sarah Shackley, London.
The BBC broadcast the event live on its morning news program. The climax came when four U.S. fighters passed overhead in the missing man formation to honor the fallen. News and analysis at townhall.com. Does Jussie Smollett have a future as an actor now that police say that his reported beating was a hoax? Correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports the answer right now is unclear.
Let's face it, Hollywood is not likely to scuttle someone's career because of a wee bit of scandal, but one insider says what Jussie Smollett is charged with doing, staging a fake hate crime, will likely cost him his career. Garth Ancier is a co-founder of the Fox Network, which airs Empire. He says Smollett's pulling off a hoax of this magnitude is beyond the pale. He says what is especially galling is that police say that Smollett pulled the hoax to get a raise. Ancier says that's what agents and negotiations are for. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
NASA and SpaceX have approved a test flight next week of the new commercial Dragon capsule. Designed for crew, no one will be aboard, but the capsule will still fly to the International Space Station following its planned March 2nd liftoff. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Hey, welcome. We have a big hour coming up here on the Ben Shapiro Show. A little bit later on in the hour, we'll give you all the update on the Mueller report, which apparently is not forthcoming after all. We are all Vladimir and Estragon waiting for Mueller slash Godot, and he's never going to show up. And I'm going to grow old waiting for the Mueller report, and so will you. We'll give you all the updates there. Plus, we'll be joined by Cassie Dillon over at the Daily Wire, who wants to report on Rashida Tlaib, you know, one of the anti-Semitic new fresh faces of the Democratic Party. So much freshness, so much faceness for Rashida Tlaib. Well, it turns out that she wants to boycott Israel. There's only one little problem. Cassie will be here to fill us in on that. But the breaking news at this hour is bad news for the New England Patriots. Patriots owner Robert Kraft has now been charged with soliciting prostitution. He is 77 years old, which does beg the question, when does the prostate give out exactly? In any case, according to Deadspin, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, one of the most powerful men in American football, was charged today on two counts of soliciting prostitution in connection to a recent law enforcement bust on massage parlors in Florida that, according to law enforcement, were used for prostitution and human trafficking. So even the libertarians among us, those of us who say that prostitution ought to be legal because it's two consenting adults engaging in a voluntary transaction, that obviously goes out the window when you are talking about human trafficking and sex slavery. The news comes a few weeks after the Patriots won their sixth Super Bowl, so he is now, I guess, involved with a prostitution ring, which means that this is his seventh ring, actually. In a press conference Friday morning, Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr said Kraft was charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution and that a warrant for his arrest is with the state's attorney's office and will be sent to Kraft's home in Massachusetts. Kerr said there is video evidence of Kraft involved in sex acts in a massage parlor on two occasions, because this couldn't get any more cliche. It's actually a massage parlor in Jupiter of Florida called Orchids of Asia. 25 people were charged total with soliciting prostitution. Apparently, he is not the biggest name on the list. That is according to Adam Schefter. There's a lot of speculation as to who those other names will be. Answering a question about the fees at Orchids of Asia, Jupiter Police Detective Andrew Sharp, the lead detective on the case, said the fee for 30 minutes was $59 or $79 for an hour. He did not specify what paid. All we know is that the Patriots have always been historically great with budgets. According to public records, Kraft owns a home at Breakers, a luxury resort in Palm Beach, which is a beautiful hotel. I've been there. In a statement issued to media outlets, a spokesman for Kraft said, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting any further." According to the Palm Beach Register, the investigation shut down spas that ran from Palm Beach County to Orange County. Of those 10, half were in Indian River County. According to the report, Vero Beach Police Chief David Curry said many came from China, these sex slaves on temporary work visas, indebted to the brokers who helped them reach America, believing legitimate jobs awaited them. Some of them are trying to make a better lives for themselves, he said. These people truly are stuck. They were shamed, intimidated, and taught not to speak to law enforcement or immigration officials. Others answered what they thought were legitimate ads for masseuse jobs, but soon were pressured into doing more. So this is obviously disgusting and horrifying stuff. And Robert Kraft, if he engaged in this stuff, will end up doing jail time, you'd imagine. You'd imagine. Unless, like Jussie Smollett, they talk probation for famous people. Adam Schefter, as I said, referred on ESPN to other people who are more famous. He says there's someone whose name hasn't surfaced yet who's better known than Kraft. He says, I'm also told that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved down there in South Florida. It's unclear why the authorities in Florida would name Kraft publicly but not name this other bigger name. So we will keep an eye on that unfolding report. That is not the only sex crime charge of the day that has been brought. R. Kelly, the rapper, has now been charged with sexually abusing four victims, at least three of them minors. That, of course, is not a shock. People have known that R. Kelly has been sexually abusive toward women, and the accusations about minors have been around for legitimately years and years and years. A Cook County judge has approved a no-bail arrest warrant for R. Kelly, who is charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse involving four victims, at least three minors, on Friday morning, according to records. Prosecutors allege the abuse happened in instances from 1998 to 2010. The minors were between 13 and 16 years old. So he is a historic piece of garbage. In a brief news conference on Friday, Cook County State's attorney Kim Fox briefly went through the charges and noted that Kelly was expected to appear at a bond hearing Saturday. Each count is a Class 2 felony, which can be punished by 3 to 7 years in prison or as little as probation. According to Kelly's attorney, he said early Friday afternoon, this is according to Chicago Sun-Times, before the news conference, that he had not been notified that his client has been charged. Greenberg had said in the past that his client denied wrongdoing. He'd been dogged by allegations of sexual impropriety for 2 decades. The indictment on Friday marks the first time he's been charged with any crimes since he was acquitted of child pornography charges in 2008. Michael Avenatti, a well-known attorney, who you'll recall from the 2020 Democratic presidential race, applauded prosecutors for filing charges. He said the day of reckoning has arrived, and he is also planning to hold a news conference in Chicago at 4 p.m. on Friday. The new charges against Kelly came after less than two months after one of the accusers made a public plea for new accusers to come forward so the police could actually investigate, because there was a Lifetime television series, you'll recall, called Surviving R. Kelly, and that actually pushed R. Kelly's work back to the top of the charts, unbelievably enough. A Sun-Times reporter told one of the women of Kelly's criminal charges Friday afternoon, she replied, awesome, thank God, that is a blessing, I'm so happy. So, two apparent alleged scumbags preparing for jail, R. Kelly abusing minors, and Robert Kraft, who apparently is going to be arrested for soliciting prostitution in Florida at a massage parlor. And I guess that if you're old school, you do that the old school. I mean, like, he's a very rich man. Couldn't he have called up just one of the call girls in New York? I mean, not to second guess how people commit their crimes, but we've seen a lot of very stupid crime committing lately. From Jussie Smollett signing a personal check to people to beat him up, to Robert Kraft going to Orchids of Asia in Jupiter, Florida, and paying $59 for a half-hour massage, you figure you might be better at the crime, guys. Like, really, American, you need to up your game, American criminals. And meanwhile, in more important news, Nancy Pelosi begins her drive to block President Trump's emergency declaration. This is according to the New York Times. Speaker Pelosi began her push to overturn President Trump's emergency declaration today, scheduling a House vote for Tuesday on legislation that would end the declaration, which is a remarkably fast timeline. There's no question that she is going to muster the House votes. Her goal is to raise pressure on Republicans to defend the prerogative granted to Congress by the Constitution to control federal spending. So she's trying to pressure Republicans into joining Democrats in defending Congress's exclusive power of the purse. President Trump, of course, wants to divert some $3.6 billion from military construction projects to build the wall on the southwestern border. There are a bunch of lawsuits that are already in the works. Right now, there are 220 Democrats and one Republican. That would be Representative Justin Amash of Michigan, whom we've had on the program, have signed on to the resolution of disapproval, which Congress can use to end the emergency status under the National Emergencies Act if the threat has dissolved or if there is concern that the president has used his powers irresponsibly. That is enough to clear the House. She, of course, is trying to pressure Republicans. She says that extending an offer to Republicans to join Democrats in co-sponsoring the resolution is a courtesy. By law, the Senate has to take up the measure within 18 days of its passage in the House, challenging Republicans in the Senate to choose between supporting President Trump or defending Congress's power of the purse. Senator McConnell of Kentucky, the Senate Majority Leader, has been in the past a fierce defender of Senate prerogative. He did back President Trump's declaration this month. Senator Chuck Schumer, the Minority Leader, said in a statement on Thursday, identical companion legislation will soon be introduced in the Senate. An effort to override any presidential veto is likely to fail on these grounds. Now, I'll be honest with you. I am torn on this. I'm torn on this because, on the one hand, I like the idea of a border wall. On the other hand, I'm kind of with Justin Amash that the president of the United States of any party should not have the prerogative to simply declare national emergencies on the basis of not being able to pass a piece of legislation. As a constitutional conservative, honest to goodness, I am not against Republicans signing on to this bill to stop President Trump from using national emergency powers when it comes to the border. As I've said before, this should not prevent President Trump from actually building more border fencing. Under 10 U.S.C. 284, he does not have to declare a national emergency in order to build additional border fencing on parts of the border that can be declared a drug corridor. That's what President Trump should be doing, not declaring a national emergency. If the net result of this were to get Democrats on record saying that national emergencies could not be declared simply for purposes of political expedience, I think that might be a decent outcome, frankly. So I'm not against the idea of a bipartisan resolution, including Nancy Pelosi and Democrats, saying that President Trump does not have the authority to declare a national emergency on the southern border. I know, kind of a surprising take, but still, I'm more interested in the constitutional principle at stake here than in an attempt by the president that will likely be struck down in a court of law and will take years anyway and isn't going anywhere. I'll explain more in just 1 second. First, let's talk about your habits in the bathroom. I love that Dollar Shave Club has everything I need to look, feel, smell my best. What I love even more is the fact I never have to go to a store. That's because, number one, DSC delivers everything I need directly to my door. And number two, they keep me fully stocked on what I use so I don't run out. Here's how it works. Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to get ready, no matter what you're getting ready for. They have you covered head to toe for your hair, your skin, your face, you name it, they've got it. And they have a new program where they automatically keep you stocked up on the products you use. You determine what you want, when you want it. It shows up directly at your door from once a month to once every 6 months. That's what I do for the Amber Lavender Body Cleanse. It's fantastic. Also, their Sage and Black Pepper Shampoo. Plus, with their handsome discounts, the more you buy, the more you save. And right now, they've got a bunch of starter sets you can try for just $5, like their oral care kit. After that, the restock box ships regular-sized products at regular price. So, what exactly are you waiting for? Get your starter set for just $5 right now at dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. That is dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. When you use that /Ben, you can get that special deal. Try their starter set at just $5 and then keep the regular-sized products coming at regular price. That is dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. Okay, so Pelosi is going to have the votes in the House. Then it will go to the Senate, and senators are going to have to go on record either supporting or not supporting such a bill. Now, McConnell doesn't have to bring it up for a vote in the Senate. Right? He is the Senate Majority Leader, and he can simply say there are not the votes for this, it's not coming up for a vote, and he can kill it at that stage. So I don't really see what Republicans have to lose by saying simply, in the House at least, you know, we are not okay with presidents of the United States doing all of this. Now, I know there are a bunch of people out there who are shouting at their radios right now and saying to themselves, the Democrats will do this anyway. They'll declare a national emergency anyway. I'll tell you why I don't like that logic. That is the same exact logic that Democrats used when they ended the filibuster on judicial nominees, and that allowed Republicans to do what we wanted in ramming through judicial nominees. In other words, every precedent that moves the ball further away from legislative control is a precedent that allows the other party to move further. If Democrats want to break the precedent, at least we can have that argument under their auspices. But if the Republican Party is unwilling to guarantee and protect constitutional jurisprudence, if the Republican Party is unwilling to protect checks and balances, who the hell is going to? I'll also say it's an argument that in law school, we would have said, proves too much. If the argument is that Democrats are going to violate their legal duties and their legal standards at every possible turn, well, then we may as well just declare that the president has the power to declare anything that he wants. He can unilaterally violate the law. After all, Democrats will when they get in office again. If the standard for Republican behavior is Democrats are going to do it too late, not Democrats have done it, Democrats will do it, that's a self-justifying violation of law. So I'm kind of with Justin Amash on this one. I think Republicans ought to vote with Nancy Pelosi to stop the president from using national emergency power, even though, again, I agree with the president that there should be a border wall, and I agree with the president that he has the power under certain provisions of law to invoke building of new wall without actually invoking a national emergency. Okay, in just a few minutes, we are going to be discussing the latest on the Mueller report. We're also going to talk about the president meeting with North Korea. But first, let's talk about your sleep quality. There's nobody on the planet like you, so why would you buy a generic mattress built for someone else? Helix Sleep has built a sleep quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. Whether you're a side sleeper or a hot sleeper, whether you like a plush or a firm bed, with Helix, there is no more guessing and no more confusion. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, they will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. For couples, Helix can even split the mattress down the middle, providing individual support needs and feel preferences for each side. They've got a 10-year warranty, you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Right now, Helix is offering up to $125 off all mattress orders. Get up to $125 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. That's helixsleep.com/Shapiro for $125 off your mattress order. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. The mattress is fantastic. My wife and I have one. We took that 2-minute sleep quiz. We ordered a customized mattress that was perfectly crafted just for us. It came in the mail. We popped it on the bed frame. Good to go. helixsleep.com/Shapiro for $125 off all mattress orders. Go check it out right now. All right, coming up. Fresh face of the Democratic Party, Rashida Tlaib, Democrat, Michigan. So fresh, so face. She is a big fan of boycotting the state of Israel. There is only one major problem with her boycott of the state of Israel. Here to tell us about it in just a moment, Cassie Dillon of The Daily Wire. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, I got to tell you guys, I am amazed by Amy Klobuchar, like really amazed by Amy Klobuchar. I think that I may vote for her for president, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. First, joining us on the line is Cassie Dillon. Cassie, the columnist over at Daily Wire, and she reports for us as well. And she has a big story that broke this week about Rashida Tlaib. So fresh, so face, Democratic congresswoman from Michigan, also open anti-Semites. who supports boycott, divestment, and sanctions from Israel. Cassie, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell us a little bit of the background, who Rashida Tlaib is, and what exactly she feels about boycotting the state of Israel?
So Rashida Tlaib is a congresswoman who is just elected, so yes, so fresh, so faced, and she has been a supporter of the boycott, divest, sanction movement. Now, it's important to point out that she is of Palestinian descent. But let's remember, in January, she actually called out her colleagues, claiming that they are forgetting what country they represent because they weren't being anti-Israel enough for her. So it broke this week that her campaign website is actually made of Israeli technology. It's a company called Wix.
Well, that is very bad news for Rashida Tlaib. Has she responded to any requests for comment on why she would be using evil Israeli technology in her campaign website?
Well, she did say that this is a non-story trying to discredit her work. So she completely avoided the situation. And that's because Israeli technology is everywhere. The iPhone that I'm calling you on right now is made of Israeli technology. Waze is Israeli technology. SodaStream, L'Oreal, the makeup cosmetics, Sabra Hummus, Victoria's Secret buys things from Israel. So many mainstream companies are the product of Israeli technology and Israeli goods. You know, I'm sure she has an iPhone, too. She should probably get rid of that if she really wants to be a supporter of BDS.
Now, why exactly, Cassie, I mean, you've been following BDS for a long time. Why exactly this newfangled push inside the Democratic Party for BDS? It's widely considered anti-Semitic, particularly because it's calling for a boycott of all goods from the state of Israel, of all companies having to do with the state of Israel. Why do you think the Democratic Party has suddenly embraced all of this?
Well, I think the Democrats have been going anti-Israel gradually for the last 20 years. And this is a lot because of young people and indoctrination on college campuses. We have so many pro-Palestine, anti-Israel college campus organizations which openly spew anti-Semitism all the time. And, you know, it's really misguided because I've been to Israel many times and in the West Bank, and I've been to companies in the occupied territories, as I like to call them, that have technology there and different products that employ both Israelis and Palestinians. So when you're boycotting these goods, you're not only hurting Israelis, you're hurting the Palestinians who get jobs at these companies because there is an 18% unemployment rate in the West Bank right now. And in Gaza, it's way worse. It's up to 40, 50%. So for people to boycott these goods, you're only hurting the Palestinians. These are people who don't understand what's going on the ground. And honestly, they should go there and go meet some of these Palestinians and talk to them about how they get their livelihood from these companies.
We're speaking with Cassie Dillon, who reports and writes for the Daily Wire. Cassie, how many other Democrats do you think are supportive of BDS? There was a report earlier this year, Senator Marco Rubio suggested that there actually is some pretty solid support inside the Democratic Senate contingent for BDS. We know that there are certainly at least a couple of members. I believe Ilhan Omar is the other one who's openly embraced BDS, but AOC has suggested that she is at least open to BDS. Are there a lot of Democrats who are very in favor of BDS, or is it kind of still a fringe movement?
I think it's still sort of fringe, but it's definitely growing. I think a lot of these Democrats are behind the scenes being anti-Israel because if you look at some of the mainstream pro-Israel conferences that go on, like AIPAC, for instance, you know, it's always been a bipartisan event. But even Bernie Sanders didn't go a few years ago. So it's starting to become more open. But I do want to point out that there is this organization called the Democratic Majority for Israel. And they actually put out a statement about Rashida Tlaib using Wix. And they said, we congratulate Congressman Tlaib for her decision to use the best product she can find instead of discriminating against the state of Israel. So the Democrats that are pro-Israel are congratulating her for breaking her boycott.
Well, Cassie, thanks for reporting on it. It actually is an important story and demonstrates full scale again that all of these attempts to target the state of Israel economically are not only infeasible but foolish. Cassie Dillon from Daily Wire, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Well, there's a story out today, guys, about Amy Klobuchar and how she treats her staff. And there have been a lot of stories recently trying to target Amy Klobuchar over exactly this issue. And this has prompted the usual outcry from feminists everywhere. How dare you say mean things about Amy Klobuchar? If a man mistreats his staff, we call him strong. If a woman mistreats her staff, we say that she's a B-word. Well, no. If a guy treats... let's be real about this. If a guy mistreats his staff, we call him a curse word. If a woman mistreats her staff, we call her a different curse word. So we have gendered curse words, but a guy who's a jerk is still a jerk, and a woman who's a jerk is still a jerk. And it turns out that Amy Klobuchar is a giant jerk, but maybe she's the jerk America needs. Maybe she's the jerk America needs. Coming up, I'm going to tell you an amazing story about Amy Klobuchar. This one comes courtesy of the New York Times. Plus, A columnist over at the New York Times argues that young people should use peer pressure to force other young people to vote. Amy Chozick, a writer at large for the New York Times, says peer pressure should be used to defeat President Trump. She says that in 2020, Democrats need millennials to turn out, and we should have vote-shaming apps. Vote-shaming apps. We should shame people who support Trump or who don't go out and vote for the Democratic candidate. And this is some pretty amazing stuff. If a Republican implied that we should shame people into not voting for Democrats, people would rightly object. We'll talk about all of that, plus the President of the United States, the Mueller report. The Mueller report apparently not going to break next week after all, because we will wait forever. We will all be skeletons waiting for the Mueller report to come out. We'll bring you the latest on all of these topics and plenty more as we continue. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Another wild family event is coming to the Cascade Theater March 13th on the trail of big cats. Follow photographer Steve Winter around the world as he searches for rare and dangerous tigers, leopards, and other giant cats. He'll share his images on the big screen along with terrifying and lighthearted stories of his adventures. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand with some wild surprises of their own. March 13th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Amy Klobuchar, she hasn't been making a lot of headlines on the campaign trail. And when we picked her theme music, we really only picked it because we figured, well, she's from Minnesota. And the only thing that people know about Minnesota is that Fargo took place not in Minnesota, but near Minnesota. So there's snow in the general vicinity. Well, it turns out that the music we picked for Amy Klobuchar actually works beautifully. It's the theme music from Fargo. The reason it works beautifully is because Amy Klobuchar, it turns out, is a psychotic serial killer. There's a fantastic story today. Fantastic story today. From the New York Times called How Amy Klobuchar Treats Her Staff. The picture is misleading. It's a picture of her smiling at a member of her staff right before, presumably, she murdered a member of that staff and then buried them in a shallow grave. Here is what the story says. Senator Amy Klobuchar was hungry, forkless, and losing patience. Yeah, that's what it says. Hungry, forkless, and losing patience. An aide, joining her on a trip to South Carolina in 2008, had procured a salad for his boss while hauling their bags through an airport terminal. But once on board, he delivered the grim news. He had fumbled the plastic eating utensils before reaching the gate, and the crew did not have any forks on such a short flight. What happened next was typical. Miss Klobuchar berated her aide instantly for the slip-up. What happened after that was not. She pulled a comb from her bag and began eating the salad with it, according to four people familiar with the episode. Then she handed the comb to her staff member with a directed, clean it. Yes! This is the first time, like, really, I wasn't that enthused about Klobuchar's campaign. Now I'm behind her all the way, man. Like, that sounds great. Like, the kind of woman who will shame an aide by eating the salad with a comb, just to shame them, and then force the aide to clean the comb. Did she ask her to, like, ask the guy to, like, lick the comb clean? You're gonna clean that comb! Clean it! That is some solid stuff. Apparently, she also combs her hair with a fork, which is real weird. But, you know, that's how things go. The moment, in a abridged version of which Miss Klobuchar recounted herself in a speech to fellow Democrats at the time, that's the best thing about Klobuchar doing that. She didn't just do that. She then told the story to a bunch of other Democrats, like, that's right. You want to mess with me? I'll cut you. Got a hairbrush right here. Who wants a spanking? According to the New York Times, the moment, an abridged version of which Ms. Klobuchar recounted herself in a speech to fellow Democrats at the time as an intimidation tactic so that fellow prisoners wouldn't attack her in the commissary, encapsulates the underside of life on the Minnesota senator's team, detailed in interviews with more than 24 former staff members and internal emails reviewed by the New York Times. As Ms. Klobuchar joins the 2020 presidential race, many of these former aides say she was not just demanding, but often dehumanizing. Not merely a tough boss in a capital full of them, but the steward of a work environment collared by volatility, high-handedness, and distrust. The senator feared sabotage from her own team. In an email, she once raised the prospect of an in-house mole. I'm telling you, she's Tony Soprano. This is unbelievable. She and her top confidants could complicate the future job opportunities of some staff members who sought to leave, sometimes speaking to their would-be employers to register her displeasure. And Ms. Klobuchar frequently suggested that her aides were preventing her from greater standing in Washington and beyond. "We are becoming a joke," she wrote in one email about the contents of her Twitter feed, "and it is making me a joke. So you better turn in your payments. They're going to find you in a river somewhere." Questions about Ms. Klobuchar's actions towards subordinates have shadowed the early days of her 2020 presidential campaign, but it has angered supporters who see sexism in the criticism. I promise you, by the way, if it was a male who had told a female aide to clean a comb that the guy used to eat a salad, I'm pretty sure that would be, like, actual news. Ms. Klobuchar has allowed that she sometimes has high expectations, by which she means, if you cross me, I will burn you to a crisp. I will spit roast you. You will not recover. There will be no limbs. Presented with a detailed accounting of the Times reporting and the staff emails written by Ms. Klobuchar, a campaign spokeswoman, Carly Wabel, said, "The senator has repeatedly acknowledged that she can be tough and push people hard, but these anonymous stories, some of which are just plain ridiculous, do not overshadow the countless experiences of people on the senator's team who she has been so proud to work with." By the way, here's my experience with employees. If you're an employer and you have a bad rep with employees, it's pretty certain that you were not great with the employees. Yeah, I'm proud to say that I actually have a pretty good reputation with my own employees. Contrary to popular opinion and the fact that I mock them incessantly on my show, I'm pretty nice to the employees who work for me and work with me. And I think they know that. And if they don't, they're fired. But the truth is that if you have a bunch of people, like, it would be hard to get a bunch of people at Daily Wire to go on record talking, or off record, really, talking about what a terrible boss I am. It would be much easier for them to talk about how I show up late to my podcast every morning. Like, that would be pretty easy, because that's kind of true. But if there's a bunch of accounts that Klobuchar is abusive to staff, it's quite probable she's abusive to staff. Despite employee turnover that perennially ranks near the highest in the Senate, Klobuchar has defenders among her former staff. She noted at the forum that some people have been with her for many years. This is the equivalent of, "Sure, I beat this one kid, but here's another kid I didn't beat." Doesn't work that way. Apparently, there's a wide consensus in the interviews that women were often held to a different standard as bosses. Former aides, female and male, said their concerns about Ms. Klobuchar's behavior should not be dismissed as gender bias. Many of the aides said they had worked for both men and women, for both compassionate and unkind lawmakers, without encountering anyone else like Ms. Klobuchar. Most of those interviewed for the article discussed their time with Ms. Klobuchar on the condition of anonymity for fear of reprisal from the senator. They said that these were not idle fears, that Klobuchar apparently will send damaging emails to their possible employers, their future employers. And they somehow the New York Times got a hold of some of her old emails, and they're pretty fantastic. So, for example, after one political event, she sent an email saying, "In 20 years in politics, I have never seen worse prep." And then in another email, she wrote down, "This is hands down worst thing you have ever given me," in a policy paper. "It's the worst thing you've ever given me," and she rejected it as slop. She said, "This is the worst press staff I have ever had," she announced once to employees, according to an aide present. "This is effectively a rite of passage," the aide said. The senator had plainly said the same thing about both predecessors and successors in the office. Still, while few contested serving Ms. Klobuchar could be a challenge, other current and former aides spoke fondly of the experience. Ms. Newty, so this is another aide, said, "The Minnesota nice thing is a double-edged sword. The Midwest, you have to be outwardly nice and congenial, but these are tough people." So, good stuff from Amy Klobuchar. The only thing I care about, honestly, is that she ate salad with a comb and then made her aides clean it. That's the only thing I care about. Jonathan Becker, her former chief of staff, said, "While Ms. Klobuchar could be tough, the intensity was exhilarating, too, compelling aides to raise their performance." Man, that's somebody with Stockholm syndrome right there. Whenever somebody is with an abusive boss and they describe the experience as exhilarating, He said, "Isn't that what the American people want in a president? They're not looking for mashed potatoes. They're looking for abusive bosses who eat salads with combs and then force their aides to clean them with their tongues." The last part he didn't say. So, good job, Amy Klobuchar. And honestly, like, if she treats her friends that way, how will she treat America's enemies? I think that she should make this into her actual chief campaign point, because nobody knows who she is. So she should be like, "You know what I do? I'll tell you what I do. I throw binders at my aides when they cross me. What do you think I'll do to Kim Jong-un? That bastard fires a missile? I will nuke him to kingdom come. And I'm credible, man, because there are people around here where if they drop a pencil in my presence, I have hit them in the head with a stapler. I mean, an open stapler, repeatedly. He'll be like, yeah, man, that's amazing. In a debate with Trump, it would work great, because Trump does the whole tough guy thing, and Amy Klobuchar could literally leap across the stage and hit him with a microphone. Am I dreaming of a better tomorrow? Yes, I am. Klobuchar 2020. Oh, fantastic stuff. Meanwhile, a columnist for the New York Times is urging people to set up vote-shaming apps to get people to vote. Amy Chozick says, 12 years ago, social scientists cracked the code on how to get Americans to vote. Before a special election in Michigan, 100,000 households received slightly different mailers. One reminded them that voting was their civic duty. Another applied gentle social pressure by including the voting history of everyone in that particular household. Who votes is public information, it reminded them. The final flyer, and by far the most powerful, revealed the voting history of recipients' neighbors. What if your neighbors knew whether you voted, it asked, along with a warning that after the election, researchers would publicize who does and does not vote. It proved to be the most effective intervention ever uncovered by an order of magnitude, said Todd Rogers, a professor of public policy at Harvard, who specializes in education and voting behavior. The findings had the power to transform political organizing, especially for Democratic candidates who rely on high voter turnout. There was just one problem. It made people crazy and super irritated and offended, said Dr. Rogers. The underlying psychology is that when people feel like they're going to be held accountable, they're more likely to do it, but they also get really mad about it. So we'll discuss in a second why Amy Chozick is now trying to annoy people into voting for Democrats. First, let's talk about your genes. Did you know that your genes can say a lot about you? And right now, with 23andMe, you can access personalized insights based on your DNA with more than 125 genetic reports on health, traits, and more. Go beyond ancestry. Discover the connection between your DNA and your sleep movement, caffeine consumption, muscle consumption, deep sleep, lactose intolerance, weight, and more. Once you receive your reports, you can consider lifestyle changes or take the next steps by talking to your healthcare provider. When it comes to your day-to-day lifestyle choices, your wellness reports can help you make more informed decisions about healthy living. It's easy to do. You simply spit into the tube included in your 23andMe kit. You register your sample to your personal 23andMe account, and you receive your personalized online reports in a few weeks. I did the 23andMe test. I found I was 100% Ashkenazic Jewish, but more importantly, I have the muscle mass of a bodybuilder. I mean, sure, I can't win an arm wrestling contest like Dan Crenshaw or something, but still, that DNA kit can give you all sorts of information. 23andMe.com/Ben. That's the number 23andMe.com/Ben. Again, that is 23andMe.com/Ben. Go check it out right now. 23andMe.com makes a really fun gift. So, New York Times columnist now urging people to annoy other people into voting. Amy Chozick says, political groups backed away from the idea. For the next decade, even as we abandoned our privacy with a swipe of the opt-in button, and as apps that rely on social pressure proved effective in dieting, parenting, and saving for retirement, political organizers largely ignored the power of peer pressure. Then came 2016 and the election of Donald Trump. Not only did progressives lose, they were surprised they lost, said Sangeeth Peruri, the founder and chief executive of Voter Circle, which is a platform that allows users to tap into their address books and easily identify and nag eligible voters. The shock of Mr. Trump's election galvanized several developers who had worked on Barack Obama's presidential campaigns. Steeped in Silicon Valley debates about privacy, they wondered if they'd been too timid about harnessing the enormous trove of publicly available voter data. After all, party affiliation and voting history had long been used internally by campaigns. Maybe political groups needed to stop caring about people's feelings if it helped them get out to vote. Well, Mikey Dickerson, the executive director of the New Data Project and a former Google engineer who served in the Obama administration, he didn't come up with his Vote With Me app until 2017. And now he is trying to push people with his app out, his app, which outs anyone who did not vote in previous elections. Vote With Me is a creepy new app that checks your content. One article declared, but several hundred thousand users downloaded Vote With Me before the midterms, and Mr. Dickerson, who plans to step back and hand the technology over to like-minded groups, said a lot of similar apps are springing up ahead of 2020. The weight of peer pressure has a particular pull on millennials. They represent more than 30% of eligible voters. Only 49% of voters aged 18 to 35 voted in 2016. So basically, this columnist is saying, you know what, let's force all of these young people to vote by annoying them. Let's invade their privacy, and let's shame them into voting for Democrats. The apps are limited by often incomplete voter data, but Nassim Mikhaya, the chief executive of Outvote, which is working with MoveOn.org and Beto O'Rourke, said preliminary results show a single text from a friend makes people roughly 10.2% more likely to vote. See, this is a big difference between me and a lot of folks in the media. I think that you should only vote if you feel truly compelled to vote. I think you should really only vote if you are deeply interested in voting. If you can be shamed by a single text into voting, I don't think you should vote. really, because obviously you don't take it all that seriously, and you're not all that compelled to take it all that seriously. I don't necessarily think we need more people voting. I think in some cases we need more motivated people voting and fewer less motivated people voting. All righty, in just a second, we are going to get to the latest on the Mueller report, as well as AOC, who suggests some eating habits, not eating salad with a comb or anything, but something similarly annoying. We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, let's talk about how you save money on your legal bills this year. There are five things business owners can count on from LegalZoom. Number one, reliability. Over 2 million people have used LegalZoom to start their businesses. We're talking LLCs, S-Corps, nonprofits, CBAs, and more. As a lawyer myself, I've used LegalZoom for precisely this reason. Number two, LegalZoom provides experience. They've been helping all types of business owners for over 17 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready for your questions, all based in the United States. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but they have expanded their services. They have a network of independent attorneys licensed in all 50 states. They can review contracts, help with employment laws, advise you on many of the hurdles that pop up when you're running a business. And finally, number five, no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing, customer reviews, and a satisfaction guarantee. So go check them out right now at LegalZoom.com. Don't forget to enter promo code Shapiro at checkout to save even more. That's LegalZoom, where life meets legal. LegalZoom.com. Go check out how they can make your life better. And don't forget to enter promo code Shapiro at checkout for special savings. Alrighty, coming up. Apparently, the Mueller report, which was supposed to be forthcoming next week, it is not forthcoming next week. Sad trombone. But we'll bring you the latest on all of that. Plus, AOC making some noises about what you should and should not eat. If she hasn't annoyed you yet, she soon will. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So AOC out there making the rounds. Yeah, she's got to hit all of her media quota for the week. She is, of course, the fresh face of the Democratic Party. Incredibly fresh and incredibly face. I mean, just unbelievably fresh in face. But here's the thing. She says dumb things a lot. And you'll recall when she put out an actual memo, a 6-page memo, in which she tried killing all the farting cows. Now, as I said yesterday, the only true proposal to end climate change in any serious fashion that doesn't involve nuclear power, nuclear power plants, or new innovation involves actually bombing coal mines in China and India. But if you're going to go with AOC, you got to kill all the cows. But she also has some recommendations for diet. She was on a show. I don't know what the show, I guess it's on Showtime, and it's called Desus and Miro, I guess. And she was talking about how we can help the environment. And she said something so intelligent, it will rock your little brain.
It's not to say we're going to force everybody to go vegan or anything crazy like that. But it's to say, listen, we got to address factory farming. Maybe we shouldn't be eating a hamburger for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, let's keep it real.
Down.
Okay. How many people do you know who have eaten, like in the recent past, a hamburger for breakfast and dinner? Yeah, that's global warming, guys. Slow clap as the music rises. But that was not her only brilliant insight of this interview. She then asked, when is enough money enough, man? Like, when's enough money enough? Because there's got to be a point, like, where one more dollar, that's too much. Just like 3 hamburgers a day is too much. Too much money is too much. Here's AOC, spitting hot truths.
It really comes down to the question of, isn't $10 million enough? Like, when does it stop?
Yeah, when it's too much.
Right?
Too much.
Like, when, at what point is it immoral that we're building Jeff Bezos a helipad when we have the most amount of homeless people in New York City?
What? Okay, there's no point at which in the earning of an additional dollar through a voluntary transaction becomes immoral. There is no point where that happens. The 11th million dollar you earn is no different from the 10th million dollar that you earn. And I love how she conflates earning a lot of money with a giveaway by the city of New York to build a helipad for Jeff Bezos, for example. The helipad would be for Amazon, and it was part of a package that was designed to increase the amount of tax revenue into New York City. By the way, I will point out, she apparently is very much against gentrification in her own district. She lives in one of the most gentrified areas of Washington, D.C., over in the Navy Yard, and she lives in a luxury apartment over there. When is the luxury apartment just too much? When is the special Peloton bike room over in your luxury apartment, AOC, too much? Pretty amazing stuff. She also blasted some weak memes, because why not? I mean, she knows the internet and stuff, so that's great.
Ever look at the timeline, but like, boy, these memes are weak.
So weak.
Yeah, they're mad trash. Well, they have no Photoshop
skills. So weak. Like, that's the thing.
They're all made of MS Paint. They're
exactly.
Like, oh, Alexandria Ocasio, crazy. I'm like, all right, Grandma.
Yeah, okay, that's, okay. Does anyone else, I know. We're not supposed to say it. She's kind of annoying, right? I mean, like, this is all kind of annoying. We're not supposed to say that, though, because that means we're obsessed if we're annoyed by this. In any case, she leads us on to a brighter future. There's a brighter tomorrow on the way where no one can eat hamburgers, and also she gets to decide how much income is too much income. I would like her to apply her same logic to, say, vacation houses. How many vacation houses are too many vacation houses? Would you say, like, a second vacation home in Vermont is too many vacation homes? Maybe. Would you say that, like, funneling money to a PAC that works with your campaign, that funnels the money back to your boyfriend, is that, like, too much money? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting crazy over here. Anyway, there's a new report out today demonstrating that the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, estimates on Obamacare repeal were actually wrong in a major way. So Guy Benson has an interesting piece today over at townhall.com. And he says, I realize that Republicans failed to repeal and replace adventure feels like ancient history at this point. But going back to review the record occasionally can be quite illuminating. You may recall that one of the rhetorical linchpins of the left's anti-repeal fearmongering was the ubiquitous assertion that millions would lose health care if the GOP had succeeded in their legislative effort. I spent quite a lot of energy during that debate debunking various claims and checking facts. One of the major points I emphasized was that the projections of lost coverage relied on questionable analyses from the nonpartisan CBO. Fully 73% of lost coverage would arise from individuals making a choice to exit the marketplace after the federal government ceased requiring every American to purchase insurance. CBO analysts apparently believe the mandate has mystical influence over consumers' decision. So Guy's point was that of the big scary lost coverage number, nearly all of it was based on a combination of estimates of people choosing to forego Obamacare plans if they weren't required to buy them. In other words, voluntarily saying, I don't want one of these plans. And also, two, the CBO's wildly and provably inaccurate enrollment projections. And it turns out that that...
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. House Democrats have introduced a resolution to block the national emergency declaration that President Trump issued to fund his long-sought wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Friday's move sets up a constitutional fight that could result in Mr. Trump's first veto. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells the Salem Radio Network that he has every right to declare an emergency along this country's southern border.
We're fully prepared to defend the president's authority in this matter. We know it's nothing more than a politically motivated effort aimed at trying to stop the president from using his clear authority to secure the border to protect the people of this country.
Sanders says that the president's border emergency declaration is a national security issue.
The president's going to do what it takes and what is necessary to make sure not only that we're defending the national emergency, but primarily that we're putting an end to the national security and humanitarian crisis that is taking place at the border.
A report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller about the Russia investigation not expected to be delivered to the Justice Department next week. That, according to a senior Justice Department official who spoke Friday to the Associated Press, it was not immediately clear when the report might come, though Mueller is believed to be wrapping up. Ford has launched an investigation into whether flaws in an internal mathematical model may have caused it to overstate gas mileage and understate pollution from a wide range of vehicles.
The company says that in September, a group of employees reported possible problems with a mathematical model used to calculate pollution and mileage. That prompted the company to hire an outside firm to run tests. Testing will start with the 2019 Ford Ranger small pickup truck, and if problems are found, the company will start looking at models dating to 2017.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
President Trump has announced that he has selected Kelly Craft, the U.S. ambassador to Canada, as his nominee to serve as the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Trump said in a pair of tweets that Craft, quote, has done an outstanding job representing our nation, and he has no doubt that under her leadership, our country will be represented at the highest level. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has backed Craft for the post, And she also has the support of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton.
The president's first pick to replace Nikki Haley, State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert, withdrew over the weekend. Attorneys for drug ward Joaquin El Chapo Guzman are asking for a new trial in light of what they say was jury misconduct during his drug conspiracy trial. Guzman's defense team said Friday it plans to request an evidentiary hearing. News and analysis at townhall.com. A former postal worker admits stealing envelopes with credit cards in them.
This was the plan, according to prosecutors. Elizabeth, New Jersey mail carrier Cayenne Costley would steal envelopes that had credit cards in them and turn them over to a New Jersey man who allegedly bribed her. She'd get $100 for each stolen credit card. Authorities say she topped out at $1,750 before pleading guilty to accepting bribes. The man who got the stolen credit card, say authorities, is facing bribery charges and mail theft charges. Costley, now a former mail carrier, will be sentenced in May. She could go to prison for 15 years. I'm Rita Foley.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says Amazon's backing out of a deal to put one of its second headquarters in New York City is the greatest tragedy that he has seen since he's been in government. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I got a lot coming up for you this hour. We're about to give you the latest on the Jussie Smollett case. Also, we are going to bring you the latest from Venezuela, where tragedy is beginning to break out, even as Democrats continue to defend that regime. Also, Elizabeth Warren wants slavery reparations, which is just, that makes perfect sense if you're a crazy person running for president. We'll get to all that in just a second. First, the latest from Jussie Smollett. Well, he is going to not be in the final two episodes of the show Empire. So how is he going to pay for his legal bills? I mean, he's only been on 16 episodes, earning $100,000 an episode. What a poor baby he is. According to the UK Sun, Jussie Smollett claims he has an untreated drug problem. Cops say he bought ecstasy from a hoax accomplice. So it's all good times for Jussie Smollett. He apparently told officers he has a drug problem as they arrested him for allegedly staging a racist and homophobic street attack to boost his career. According to U.S. reports, cops later said the Empire star had bought ecstasy from one of the brothers said to have helped him in the elaborate hoax. No, you don't say. You mean that two guys who could be hired for $3,500 to fake a hate crime also sold him ecstasy? No, this cannot be. My assumption had been that before they went along with the fake hate crime for $3,500, that they were probably vice presidents at, like, Chase Bank or something. Imagine them being personal trainers to sell ecstasy. That's crazy. Today, Fox confirmed Smollett had been axed from the last two episodes of the hit drama Empire a day after he was freed on $100,000 bail. He went straight from court to the TV set, where he made a tearful apology to the cast and crew. He said he was innocent, so I'm not sure why he was apologizing to people. Shouldn't he be righteously indignant over the wrong that happened to him? Apparently, people on the crew were furious at him over the outrageous alleged stunt. Well, yeah. Now the only reason anybody's heard of Empire is because of Jussie Smollett. Police charged Smollett on Wednesday with staging the violence attack in Chicago. He handed himself in the next morning. During his arrest, he reportedly told officers he struggled with drug use and had never been treated. I cannot believe it. You mean a Hollywood star with a drug problem? Next you're going to be telling me that Rosie O'Donnell has struggled with her weight. I don't know what to think about America anymore, guys. Police papers say text messages appear to show Smollett asking Palin Empire extra Abel Osundero for Molly, a street name for ecstasy, if he is convicted, a drug problem could be used as a mitigating factor and get his sentence reduced, according to U.S. reports. According to the U.K. Sun, Abel, who worked on the TV show with the humiliated star and his brother Ola, were allegedly paid $3,500 to stage the fake attack last month. Now, the best take on this comes courtesy of Charles Barkley, who... I love Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley's the best. I mean, talk about American treasures. Charles Barkley was on NBA Countdown, which is one of the best shows on TV, and he could not help himself. Basically, every time something remotely came up related to Jussie Smollett, he just went off. And then he just started redirecting all NBA conversations to jokes about Jussie Smollett, which is fantastic. Here's what it looked like on and sounded like on NBA Countdown last night.
Yes, Jussie, you wasted all that damn time and money. You know what you should have did?
What's that?
Just went on the Liam Neeson neighborhood.
America, let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks. Come on, man. You cannot, if you're going to break the law, do not write a check. Get cash, man. I never used the ATM. Now, I heard you can only get $200 out of
house.
$500.
Stop, literally.
They had to cut the commercial because Barkley wouldn't stop. It's spectacular stuff from Charles Barkley. What's hysterical is that places like Esquire featured that clip. They said, Barkley goes on bizarre rant about Jussie Smollett. Man, when you have no sense of humor about this story, if you can't laugh about this, what can you laugh about? Even Trevor Noah has been pretty good on this. Trevor Noah, who's come in for some, I would say, well-deserved mockery on my show, he hits this one right on the head, just mocking the living daylights out of Jussie Smollett, who certainly deserves it. Here's Trevor Noah being good at his job.
Are you kidding me? This dude may have faked a hate crime just to get a raise? I don't understand. What's the logic there? I mean, call me old-fashioned, but whatever happened to just going into your boss's office and blackmailing him with nudes?
And in Hollywood, of course, that is the case. It's pretty amazing. The Daily Show does have out an amazing, amazing parody video called Jussie's Lie. And it's really spectacular. So again, we can either all laugh at this country and we can acknowledge that a giant mistake was made and we can make steps to not make the same mistake again. And we can acknowledge that maybe we should wait for facts to come out when a story seems too good to be true, because it usually is. And we can say to ourselves, maybe we're overblowing the amount of paranoia we have about bad things happening in the country. Or, alternatively, we can try to defend Jussie Smollett. So there are some people who are being good about this, and there are some people who are not being so good about this. Among the not good is the very not good person, Maxine Waters, who once called the L.A. riots an L.A. uprising. She's a delight. She's from my hometown of Los Angeles. Here she is saying that she doesn't even believe Chicago police on this. Maybe Jussie Smollett was still beaten by people he didn't know after not writing a note to himself threatening himself. Here's Maxine Waters.
How do we make sense of Jussie Smollett? How do we make sense of the situation?
I don't think we can at this point make sense of it. There's still some questions that we have, some answers that have to be given. He's a friend, and so I believed him when I heard about it. I still don't know all of the details. I'm waiting for the final results of all of this. If, in fact, it's a hoax, of course I would be disappointed.
Oh, disappointed. Disappointed. She'd only be disappointed then, but she's going to wait for all the facts to come out. That wasn't even the worst response. The worst response goes to D.L. Hewley, a so-called comedian who is on CNN being interviewed by the very concerned Chris Cuomo, who's, you know, it's funny. Tucker Carlson has resting confused face. If you watch Tucker's show, he has this fantastic face that he does when people are saying silly things, where he just kind of looks into camera, and he looks sort of pained by everything, and it's confused. Chris Cuomo has resting concerned face, where he just looks deeply concerned about everything that's being said. Also, he's a block of wood. So D.L. Hewley was speaking with Chris Cuomo. He says, you know, the real problem here, when a black man creates a racial hoax by hiring a couple of his Nigerian buddies by check while holding a Subway sandwich. The real problem here, obviously, I mean, come on, is Trump.
You know, it's interesting when you use hatred and bigotry and lying for your own self is in and you're a young black kid, young gay black kid, you get indicted. If you do it when you're an old white guy, you become president. And I think there are enough monsters out there for real that we don't have to make any up. white supremacists has never at a historical high. Just it's interesting that the president would focus more on the kid that orchestrated a fake attack, but not the man, white supremacist, who was orchestrating an actual attack.
Well, that's because the man who orchestrated the actual attack that he's referring to, the white supremacist who orchestrated an actual attack, the Justice Department under President Trump is prosecuting him. He was caught, he's prosecuted, he's going to jail. He was attempting to perpetrate a crime. It wasn't a massive media botch job where they pretended the guy was innocent or that it was staged or something and then the reverse happened to be true. Jussie Smollett went and lied on Good Morning America, and the entire media bought the lie. Also, I love D.L. Hewley saying that white supremacy is at an all-time high in the United States. Open a book, my dude. I mean, seriously, look at a book. White supremacy in the United States has a history. It's pretty terrible. If you want to look at white supremacy now and say, white supremacists now, really bad, really scary, sure, agree. They're some of the worst people on earth. But you want to say that white supremacy in the United States is at an all-time high? Yeah, sure. And then there are folks like Zerlina Maxwell, commentator over on MSNBC, and she said that really when we see Jussie Smollett do something like this, we should see it as a cry for help. We should react with empathy.
Folks that believed Jussie as a default position, we feel sadness today. We don't feel stupid today. I feel bad for the people who did not default to that empathy, who think that this is a game, who are gloating today. Those people have something fundamentally wrong with them. The people that defaulted to feeling empathy for someone who may have, you know, who may be going through something. And so I still feel empathy for him because obviously he's deeply troubled. But I think we should default to supporting people and let the investigators do the investigation.
Okay, not obviously he is deeply troubled. I'm so tired of this. I really am. I'm very tired of the conflation of somebody did something bad and evil with deeply troubled. Not the same thing. I know mentally ill people, and those mentally ill people didn't do what Jussie Smollett did. I know people who struggle with depression. I know people who suffer with bipolar disorder. I know people who have suffered with schizophrenia. And that is not the same thing as I wanted a raise, so I staged a racial hoax. Also, Jussie Smollett is not deserving of your empathy. He is not. Unless you can prove mental illness, he is not deserving of your empathy in any way, shape, or form. The guy was willing to falsely testify and put two innocent men in jail if it had meant preserving his own career and being cast in a Marvel film. In just a second, we're going to get to a little bit more on this. People attempting to spin on behalf of Jussie Smollett even after his entire story collapses, which is incredible to me. First, let's talk about protecting your car. When it comes to costly car repairs, you need options. Instead, you're often stuck bargain hunting for the best deal because who can afford to fork over $1,000 for a repair? That may be worth more than your used car is worth. You can't put a price on your family's safety and security on the road, which is why I have extended vehicle protection from CarShield. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair incredibly easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work. It is your choice. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles on it, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they are ready to help you right now. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection, just like I did. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention promo code Shapiro, or visit carshield.com and use promo code Shapiro to save 10%. That is carshield.com, promo code Shapiro, or call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Shapiro. A deductible may apply. 800-CAR-6100, mention code Shapiro. All right, so a CNN guest chimed in today and suggested that we don't have to paint Trump supporters as racist. They're already racist. Now, it's precisely the sort of logic that led people to believe a hoax in the first place. But don't you worry, the media, many in the media, some in the media, will keep doubling down on this thing.
Didn't he, in fact, attempt to paint the MAGA supporters as these racist and homophobic people?
I have to respectfully disagree. I think MAGA supporters have painted themselves as that. I mean, when you look at footage, when you hear things they say, this is the honest to goodness truth.
Okay, no, the honest to goodness truth is that Smollett attempted to paint them that way. And you are not allowed to attribute to an entire group of people, some 63 million voters, racist motives because you feel like it. And just because somebody who wears the same kippah that I do acts in a bad way doesn't mean that everyone who wears a kippah acts in that way. Just because there are some people who wear MAGA hats who may have said bad things in the past does not mean that 63 million people are all vicious racists. That's simple nonsense. Jussie Smollett was counting on exactly this sort of labeling and stereotyping in order for his hoax to work, and it nearly did. It nearly did. If he had not been so bad at hoaxing, it probably would have worked. And that's the part where the media are setting themselves up for a fall, because they still believe all the same underlying things they believed before, that Trump supporters are deplorables, racist, sexist, bigot, homophobes, and that means the next person who tries this thing and isn't stupid about it, the next person who decides that they're going to go to an underpass in Chicago where there are no cameras and then assault themselves so that there's no actual people going in and out, they just beat themselves up, like Tyler Durden or something, that person will be believed by the media. Because why not? Why not? After all, we know Trump supporters are racist. If it underscores the underlying belief system, the media are basically willing to buy it under any circumstances. Alrighty, coming up in just a second, we're going to talk about the latest with regard to Jeffrey Epstein. A judge has now ruled that the deal between the former alleged pedophile and, well, not former, alleged pedophile and a former prosecutor in Florida who's now the labor secretary was indeed a problem. We'll get to that in just a second. First, let's talk about your stamps. Postage rates have gone up again. Thankfully, Stamps.com can ease the pain with big discounts off post office retail rates. With Stamps.com, you save 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. That kind of savings really does add up, especially for small businesses. Plus, Stamps.com is completely online. That saves you time. No more inconvenient trips to the post office. Stamps.com will automatically calculate and print the exact amount of postage you need for every letter or package you send. You're never going to overpay or underpay again. And Stamps.com makes everything easy. They'll send you a free digital scale automatically calculating your exact postage. I use Stamps.com because it saves me time and it saves me money. It means I don't have to schlep my packages down to the post office. And it means I'm spending less on postage than I would even if I went down to the post office. Right now, our listeners get a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. See for yourself why over 700,000 small businesses use Stamps.com. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Ben Radio, B-E-N-R-A-D-I-O. That's Stamps.com. Enter code Ben Radio, Stamps.com, code Ben Radio. Alrighty, coming up, Jeffrey Epstein, a power player in American politics, friends with everybody from Bill Clinton to Donald Trump. It turns out that a prosecutor basically let him off the hook, and the implication is it was done for corrupt reasons. We'll talk about it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Breaking news here on the Ben Shapiro Show. Apparently, the Robert Mueller report will not be released as planned next week.
Boop, 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 boop.
So we will continue our everlasting wait as we all inch toward the grave. The Robert Mueller report, it's never going to be released. We're just going to be in abeyance. It's waiting for Godot at this point. Meanwhile, Democrats very excited about Michael Cohen, who's supposed to testify before the House Oversight Committee next week. We talked with Representative Jim Jordan this week about all of that. Well, now, according to the New York Times, they're reporting that Michael Cohen, the president's personal fixer, gave prosecutors new information on the Trump family business. According to the New York Times, Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer and fixer, met last month with federal prosecutors in Manhattan, offering information about possible irregularities within the president's family business and about a donor to the inaugural committee, according to people familiar with the matter. Now, you'll recall that there is a federal investigation out of the Manhattan office into the inauguration suggesting maybe quid pro quos with regard to people paying for the inauguration. Now, that's nothing new. Very often in politics, the biggest donors end up as ambassador to Barbados or something. That is nothing new. But we're going to make a big deal out of everything. Mr. Cohen, who worked at the Trump Organization for a decade, spoke with the prosecutors about insurance claims the company had filed over the years, who said people who did not elaborate on the nature of the possible irregularities. While it is not clear whether the prosecutors found Mr. Cohen's information credible and whether they intended to pursue it, the meeting suggests they are interested in broader aspects of the Trump Organization. So in other words, the New York Times does not even have a headline, so they just make one up. Like, Michael Cohen, he's talking about family irregularities. What irregularities? We don't know. Are prosecutors taking it seriously? No clue. Do they intend to pursue it? Meh. But this means that they are looking at the Trump Organization. Yeah, we know. Like, that's been not news for months at this point. Of course they're looking at the Trump Organization. They've been open about this. Apparently, prosecutors also questioned Mr. Cohen about a donor to the president's inaugural committee, a guy named Imad Zuberi, a California venture capitalist and political fundraiser, who, according to people familiar with the matter, they say that around the time that Mr. Zuberi contributed $900,000 to the committee, he also tried to hire Mr. Cohen as a consultant and wrote him a substantial check, which is not illegal. Although Mr. Cohen did not go through with the arrangement, he was building a consulting business at the time with clients who sought to understand and have access to the Trump administration. No, no. You mean people who contribute money to a useless event, the giant inauguration, and give money to it, that those people expect something in return? Like a connection with the president? No, no, this cannot be. I'm sure it's unique. I'm sure no one has ever done this with Barack Obama. I'm sure it meant nothing when people gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to Barack Obama's inaugural committee. They didn't expect anything in return. Not a connection, not a picture, nothing. Nothing. So, well done, New York Times, for breaking another non-story. In other news from New Jersey, there's a bill that would now keep President Trump off the New Jersey ballot unless he releases his tax returns. According to the Courier Post Online, New Jersey Democrats are reviving a controversial effort to force President Donald Trump to release his tax returns or be denied a spot on the state's 2020 ballot. The state Senate on Thursday approved a bill, which the legislature actually passed in 2017, but Governor Chris Christie blocked, that would prohibit candidates for president and vice president from appearing on the ballot unless they made their tax returns public. Similar legislation has been introduced in at least 30 states, but never enacted, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. It's actually a pretty good shot that this thing passes it. Virtually all of these laws are passed by Democratic partisans who are seeking to compel President Trump to release his tax returns. Supporters say that states have room under the Constitution to create ballot access requirements. They say that voters should be able to review candidate tax returns. Opponents say you really aren't allowed to do this, to bar candidates from federal office on the basis of you want certain disclosures. Presidents in the past have released their tax returns. President Trump, of course, has not, and that has led to a lot of serious questions about it. Thursday's vote in the state Senate in New Jersey was 23-11. It fell largely along party lines. The bill still has to be approved by an assembly committee and the full chamber. Obviously, this is a political stunt, but it is damaging to the president if he can't get on the ballot in New Jersey. It's bad policy as a general rule for states to be able to compel concessions from presidential candidates on any grounds in order to put them on the ballot is kind of dangerous precedent. So, for example, let's say that the state of Mississippi back in 2012 had said that unless Barack Obama releases his birth certificate, we're removing him from the ballot. Would that have been a good thing? I think not. I don't think so. I think that it is not, if the federal Congress wants to make a law that presidential candidates have to release this sort of thing, then make a law. But for the states to start trying to dictate to presidential candidates what they ought to be doing, I think that's really dicey. I think it's very dicey. Again, I think presidential candidates should release as much as possible, but if forcing disclosures becomes a partisan issue, that's a serious problem. Meanwhile, as I mentioned, new report today that Jeffrey Epstein, the child molester who has been accused of sexually abusing some dozens and dozens and dozens of underage girls, paying high school girls for sex, forcing them into sex, coercing middle school girls into sex, that this guy signed a deal with a prosecutor way back when. Well, now a judge has ruled that that deal may indeed have been no good. We'll bring you all the details on that. Plus, Venezuela devolving into open warfare, even as Democrats pretend that the current socialist dictator is not all that bad a guy. We'll talk about all that coming up. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth a ride.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, you get the feeling we are not getting the whole Jeffrey Epstein story still. Jeffrey Epstein, of course, is the convicted pedophile, convicted molester, who got a deal from prosecutors in Florida that allowed him to do 13 months of jail time and then sealed his deal so that none of his victims actually knew about it. Miami Herald had reported on this extensively back in November, talking about how there's a deal that was cut between Miami's top federal prosecutor, Alex Acosta, who is now the labor secretary under President Trump, and attorney Jay Lefkowitz. It was an unusual meeting for the then 38-year-old prosecutor, a rising Republican star who had served in several White House posts before being named U.S. attorney in Miami by President George W. Bush. The two men convened at a Marriott in West Palm Beach, and apparently Palm Beach multimillionaire Jeffrey Epstein, 54, was the subject of the conversation. He had been accused of assembling a large cult-like network of underage girls with the help of young female recruiters to coerce into having sex behind the walls of his opulent waterfront mansion as often as 3 times a day, according to the town of Palm Beach police. Apparently, this guy was also close friends with Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Prince Andrew, whom he would bring to an island that he apparently ran. And we can, let's put it this way. I have my doubts that Jeffrey Epstein cut out the shenanigans with the underage women when his friends got to the island. I have my doubts that that is the case. Epstein could have ended up in a federal prison for the rest of his life. On the morning of the breakfast meeting, a deal was struck. It was a plea agreement. It would conceal the full extent of Epstein's crimes and the number of people involved. Epstein would serve just 13 months in county jail, and the deal, a non-prosecution agreement, essentially shut down an ongoing FBI probe into whether there were more victims and other powerful people who took part in Epstein's sex crimes. That was according to the Miami Herald way back in November. Well, now, there's a new report from the Miami Herald. Federal prosecutors broke the law in the Jeffrey Epstein case, a judge ruled. Now, they don't say that the deal itself violated the law. What they say is it violated the law for the prosecutors not to publicly announce the deal, that keeping it secret from the victims violated their rights. According to the Miami Herald today, federal prosecutors under former Miami U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta broke the law when they concealed a plea agreement for more than 30 underage victims who had been sexually abused by wealthy New York hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein, a federal judge ruled on Thursday. The federal judge did not actually overturn the plea deal. He didn't issue an order resolving the case. Instead, he gave federal prosecutors 15 days to confer with Epstein's victims and their attorneys to come up with a settlement. So it's not like he threw out the plea agreement all the way. Let's just say a lot of very famous people were working hand in glove and were very close with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, this is all just disgusting stuff, obviously. If you look at his list of friends and associates, it's pretty substantial. It's pretty substantial. Apparently, he was friends and associates with Alan Dershowitz. He was friends and associates with Kenneth Starr. he was he knew Kenneth Starr from Kirkland and Ellis, apparently. He knew Alan Dershowitz as a personal friend. There was one of the teenage girls who alleged that Dershowitz was involved in some of the illegal activity. Jay Lefkowitz was the senior partner at Kirkland and Ellis. He was the one who was acting on behalf of Jeffrey Epstein. Trump had been a guest at, he was Epstein's neighbor in Palm Beach. He had flown on Epstein's plane. Bill Clinton was friends with Epstein, often flew on his plane and visited him on Sex Slave Island. Epstein donated to the Clinton Foundation and various Democratic causes and candidates. There's no evidence that either the Trump or Clinton were involved in these activities, but hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein is not exactly the best of ideas. One of the people asked about this was Philippe Raines. Philippe Raines is a spokesperson for the Clintons, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. He was asked about Epstein, and it didn't go great.
He being Epstein.
Epstein.
He's also associated with Bill Clinton. To say that he's been associated with Donald Trump, he's without a doubt been associated with Bill Clinton. You know Bill Clinton's been on Epstein's planes.
That has nothing to do with approving his. I mean, President Clinton obviously does not approve of what Jeffrey.
Sure, but I'm just saying, you just said to me.
Yes.
You were just making a comparison of Donald Trump.
I inartfully, yes, it's habit.
Okay, so by habit, he was ripping into Donald Trump for associating with Epstein. Never mind that Bill Clinton openly associated with Epstein and flew on his private plane to Sex Slave Island, where I'm sure that Bill Clinton acted with nothing but the best behavior. I'm sure that Bill Clinton was on his best behavior. I'm not making any allegations of anything. All I can say is that Bill Clinton's record when it comes to women has been rather checkered in the past. Okay, meanwhile, in breaking news, Venezuela looks like it's about to burst into whatever is left of Venezuela is about to burst into flames. According to the Washington Post, two are dead after Venezuelan soldiers opened fire on opposition supporters in San Cristobal, Venezuela. Venezuelan soldiers opened fire on a group of civilians attempting to keep open a segment of the southern border with Brazil for deliveries of humanitarian aid, causing multiple injuries and the first fatalities of a massive opposition operation meant to deliver international relief to this devastated South American country. Basically, civilians were trying to work with Brazil to allow aid to arrive in the country, and the military is trying to stop that aid from arriving in the country because they're afraid that the aid will come along with support for Juan Guaido, who is the opponent to the socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro. The violence unfolded as the United States and the government of Nicolas Maduro defused at least one immediate source of tension, a looming deadline on Monday for all American and Venezuelan diplomats to respectively depart Caracas and Washington. The agreement bought both sides more time to negotiate a longer-term diplomatic presence after the rupture of official relations last month. But the assault raised concerns of further violence as the opposition sought on Saturday to defy Maduro's blockade of humanitarian aid donated by nations including the United States and stored in neighboring countries. Though meant to relieve mounting hunger and disease in the collapsing socialist state, the move is also meant to test the military's loyalty to Maduro by encouraging the armed forces to disobey his government's direct order to keep the aid out. Which, of course, is what needs to happen here. The military needs to turn on Maduro and allow their own people a certain level of at least survivability in this debacle. Friday's fatalities did not come on the western border, where global attention was focused amid a star-studded benefit concert for Venezuela in the Colombian city of Cucuta, where co-organizer and British billionaire Richard Branson led a crowd of more than 200,000 revelers. Instead, it happened in the desperately poor Amazonian savanna near Brazil. The victims, indigenous Venezuelans who have long fought for land rights and had backed the opposition, when the military fired, those present said, they were trying to block the military from carrying out Maduro's orders to close the border with Brazil to bar humanitarian aid. Carmen Elena Silva, 48, who was in the crowd of civilians when the soldiers began firing, said, the majority of the people support the entrance of humanitarian aid, and we want to keep our border open. This is help, not war. Every day, more children die. At 6:30 a.m. on Friday, a military convoy approached a checkpoint set up by an indigenous community in the southern village of Cumaracape on the main artery linking Venezuela to Brazil. Maduro on Thursday ordered the closure of Venezuela's border with Brazil. When the opposition supporters sought to block military vehicles by standing in front of them, soldiers began firing assault rifles. At least two people were killed and a dozen of them wounded, at least three of them seriously. One was a woman, 42, and a man, 51. At least 30 neighbors took to the streets following the shootings, kidnapping three soldiers. The Trump administration, of course, denounced the shooting. A State Department spokesperson said, quote, the United States condemns the killings, attacks, and hundreds of arbitrary detentions that have taken place in Venezuela. We stand with the victims' families in demanding justice and accountability. Vice President Pence is going to be in Colombia on Monday for a planned meeting of the Lima Group, which is a bunch of countries, including a bunch of Latin American countries, that have called for Maduro to go. And opposition leader Juan Guaido, who was en route to the Colombian border, referred to the shootings as a crime that will not go unpunished. He said to soldiers, between today and tomorrow, You will define how to be remembered. We know you are with the people. You have made it clear to us. Tomorrow, you can demonstrate it. And that is the fundamental question at this point. Will the military continue to follow in the footsteps of evil dictator Nicolas Maduro? Now, it is well worth noting at this point that there are socialist Democrats in the United States who continue to back Nicolas Maduro. One of those people is the front runner in the Democratic presidential race right now because Joe Biden is not yet in. That would be Bernie Sanders. He was asked yesterday on Al Punto with Jorge Ramos about Maduro. He said he doesn't like Maduro, but he didn't call for Maduro to step down, nor would he call Maduro a dictator.
Do you consider Juan Guaido the legitimate president of Venezuela?
I think there are serious questions about the recent election. There are many people who feel it was a fraudulent election. And I think the United States has got to work with the international community to make sure that there is a free and fair election in Venezuela.
So is Nicolás Maduro a dictator, Senator, for you? And should he go?
I think clearly he has been very, very abusive. That is a decision of the Venezuelan people. So I think, Jorge, there's got to be a free and fair election.
Okay, there has to be a free and fair election, but he's not going to call Maduro a dictator, and he won't call for Maduro to step down. Even CNN put that on their chyron today. Now, CNN is doing it because CNN doesn't want to see Bernie as the nominee. CNN wants to see Kamala Harris as the nominee. Nonetheless, there is a split inside the Democratic Party about Venezuela. There is. And Donna Brazile came out and she said, listen, we don't support Maduro. We are with the Trump administration insofar as we want to see Maduro go. That is not at all obvious, particularly among the fresh faces of the Democratic Party. We'll get to that in just a second. First, let's talk about your cybersecurity. Admit it. You think that cybercrime is something that happens to other people. You may think no one wants your data or that hackers can't grab your passwords or credit card details, but you would be wrong. Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is actually one of the simplest and cheapest ways for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you may as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the rest of the world to see, which is why I decided to take action. To protect myself from cyber criminals, I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection, that only takes one click. Using ExpressVPN, I can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without being snooped on or having my personal data stolen. For less than $7 a month, you can get the same ExpressVPN protection that I have. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months for free at expressvpn.com/Ben. That is expressvpn.com/Ben for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben to learn more. Go check it out right now. So it's not just Bernie Sanders who has expressed at least mild disapproval, but not burning disapproval for Nicolas Maduro. It was also Ilhan Omar. We flashed back just a couple of weeks ago when she was grilling Elliot Abrams, the special advisor to Venezuela. She was grilling him about all of his various problems in the past. She was doing so specifically in order to defend the current regime of Venezuela.
Will you make sure that human rights are not violated?
The entire thrust of American policy in Venezuela is to support the Venezuelan people's effort to restore democracy to their country.
Does the interest of the United States include protecting human rights and include protecting people against genocide?
That is always the position of the United States.
Okay, and then she continued by blasting him for supposedly being against human rights and being in favor of genocide, all in order to suggest that America is hypocritical and terrible, and maybe Maduro should stay and the United States should not get involved. There's an article out today from Politico in which Democrats were slamming Bernie Sanders over his refusal to go after Nicolas Maduro. The article says Florida Democrats are denouncing Bernie Sanders today for refusing to call Venezuelan strongman Nicolas Maduro a dictator, a politically explosive issue in the nation's biggest swing state. Sanders also would not say whether he considered Venezuela's assembly leader, Juan Guaido, as the nation's interim president, which is the position of the United States. Both of Sanders' positions play into the hands of President Trump and the GOP, say Democrats. The president just held a rally in Miami to denounce Maduro and socialism. Now, hilariously enough, there are still Democrats who are supporting Bernie Sanders' position. Tommy Veeder, who you'll remember from both driving Barack Obama's van and co-hosting Pod Save America, he came out and he tweeted today, seems like a bit of an overreaction to say that you're not going to support Bernie Sanders over not calling Maduro a dictator. Well, no, it's indicative of a deeper mindset. And it doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility why a bunch of Latino people in Florida might be kind of upset at that. Why, for example, Cuban expatriates might be unhappy that Bernie Sanders has expressed sympathy and support for the Castros before. The fact that this is even a controversial issue in the Democratic Party is somewhat bewildering to me. After all, people like Kirsten Gillibrand and Joe Biden have stated they consider Maduro a dictator. Elizabeth Warren, who's as far left as it gets, said she believed Maduro was a dictator. And she suggested she supported the diplomatic part of Trump's backing of Juan Guaido. So this is hardly an extreme position. But the fact that when Donna Shalala says that Democrats don't support this, that some Democrats do support the continuation of Maduro, that is some pretty stunning stuff. And should make clear that the Democrats are on the verge of going even more radical. Alrighty, coming up, speaking of Democratic radicalism, a bevy of Democratic candidates have now stated that they support slavery reparations. We'll talk about that in just a second. First, let's talk about how you can make your business more efficient. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy. You only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and then invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. ZipRecruiter is indeed the smartest way to hire, which is why we use ZipRecruiter every time it's time to make a hire. Go check them out at ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. Remember, use that code BenRadio and make sure that you can try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. Alrighty, coming up, more and more Democrats signing on to the controversial proposition that black Americans should be paid reparations for slavery. How would that happen? They have no idea. Who would pay it? They have no idea. But they are jumping on board. We'll bring you all the details. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. Breaking news here. Again, a lot of breaking news here on a Friday. Apparently, UC Berkeley police have now identified a man suspected of punching a right-wing activist on Sproul Plaza on Tuesday. You'll recall that a little bit earlier this week, there was a kid who works with Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA who was out there suggesting that hate crime hoaxes are a bad thing. He was accosted by and punched by a man who socked him in the eye and tried to take his phone away from him. Here's what that sounded like.
You are encouraging violence.
No, I'm not.
I don't give you permission to videotape you. You're a f***.
My face, mother. Put your phone on my face.
So this guy, the puncher, punching people right in the face. I love, you have to admire the set it takes for somebody to say something like, you're encouraging violence, and then punch them in the face. Like, actually engage in violence. So the person who actually perpetrated the violence is now arrested. Videos of the incident went viral this week, according to BerkeleySide.com, after they were shared by conservative groups and figures calling the assault a leftist attack on students' free speech. Well, that's what it is. UC Berkeley has said that neither the activist or the man suspected of punching him are students. There is no indication the man is affiliated with any left-wing groups. No, he doesn't have to be affiliated with the left-wing group. He is a left-winger, obviously. He came out shouting at these people because they were, in fact, right-wing. Nonetheless, UC Sergeant Brian Sato said on Friday that the department received a report of battery around 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday and continued to investigate the incident. UC Berkeley spokesman Dan Mogiloff and UCPD sent a statement Friday afternoon announcing a suspect had been identified. His name was not released. UCPD also sent out an alert on Wednesday saying two men had initially approached the Turning Point table, according to a report police received. And, of course, the UC Berkeley chancellor said that they want to protect free speech. And I love this. Berkeley side is very upset that I shared this particular account on my Twitter page. Terrible, terrible. How could we? Very dangerous stuff. Not people punching each other in the face, me sharing it on my Twitter account. So well done, everyone. Meanwhile, Democrats, being as radical as they can be, an increasing number of Democrats are now supporting the idea of slavery reparations. But what exactly do they mean by this? Well, they are not being quite clear. James Homan has a piece over at the Washington Post pointing out that Barack Obama opposed reparations for slavery when he ran for president. In 2016, both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders opposed reparations for slavery because, number one, it was unrealistic, and number two, it would be divisive. But four declared Democratic presidential candidates have signaled support for some form of reparations. Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Julian Castro, and Marianne Williamson, who really isn't running for president, but she has a great theme song from Sarah McLachlan. That is probably the first and last time that Marianne Williamson will be mentioned in the 2020 race, so don't get used to it. Apparently, according to Homan, this puts more pressure on the rest of the crowded field to endorse race-conscious policies and could provide fresh fodder for President Trump to portray his 2020 challengers as outside the mainstream. And James Homan says, well, we don't really know what we mean by reparations. Maybe what we mean by reparations is like, you know, just some normal economic policies. Warren on Thursday said, we must confront the dark history of slavery and government-sanctioned discrimination in this country that has had many consequences. We need systematic structural changes to address that. So she doesn't sound like what she means is she wants to sign checks to black families. She sounds like what she wants is to pursue her same socialist policies and call them reparations. Castro also signaled support. He says, I've long thought this country would be better off if we did find a way to do that. I don't find the notion challenging. What I do find challenging is the best way to do that. Well, that's the entire notion. isn't it? Harris said yes last week when she was explicitly asked whether she supports some reparations for black people. She mentioned a bill she's introducing called the LIFT Act to help people making less than $100,000 a year. So again, these folks are not actually talking about reparations. Instead, they're talking about just typical leftist policy that they can call slavery reparations. So they are looking at slavery as an excuse for typical leftist policies. That's really where everything comes down. A majority of black Americans, by the way, according to polling data, say that the government should pay cash reparations. That'd be 52% of black folks say that the government should just hand out cash payments to black Americans who are descendants of slaves, as opposed to 42% who say no. Only 37% of Hispanics agree, and only 8% of whites agree. Overall, only 18% of Americans think that the government should hand out direct cash payments. But the good news for all the folks on the hard left pushing this policy, if a majority of blacks agree with this far...
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Donald Trump faces another showdown with Congress next week over his proposed border wall. House Democrats plan to vote Tuesday on a resolution to block the emergency declaration that President Trump issued to gain more funding for his proposed wall. The Trump administration on Friday set up new rules for women seeking abortions. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says that the new policy requires a physical separation of women's services, and she accuses Planned Parenthood of lying when it says it doesn't use federal dollars for its abortion clinics.
Since they've been running around lying for years that they don't commingle their funds, they who get over $500 million in taxpayer funds every single year and who are give most of their political donations to Democrats, if not almost all. They've been saying for years they don't commingle their funds, so this should be easy for them.
Democrat-led states are expected to sue to block the policy from going into effect. Virginia's governor meets with civil rights leaders. Correspondent Mike Gracia has more on the story.
Still trying to move past a blackface scandal, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam had breakfast at the Executive Mansion Friday with members of the Richmond 34, former Virginia Union University students who protested segregation at a department store nearly 60 years ago. Northam pledged to do all he can to bring good from what happened after a racist photo from his medical school yearbook page was publicized at the start of the month. Members of the group expressed appreciation and said Northam spent much of the breakfast listening to their stories. Northam had planned to take part in a public tribute to the Richmond 34 on Thursday, but canceled that appearance after Virginia Union students asked him not to come. I'm Mike Gracia.
Venezuela's government ordering the partial closure of its border with Colombia hours ahead of a U.S.-backed plan to deliver humanitarian aid over the objections of President Nicolas Maduro. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The family of a UK teenager who ran away to join the Islamic State group as a minor wants the British government to help bring her newborn son to Britain.
Shamima Begum's family has written to Home Secretary Saeed Javid asking for his help in bringing her child to Britain, describing the baby boy as a true innocent. Begum was only 15 when she fled East London with two other friends to travel to Syria to marry IS fighters in 2015. Begum, now 19, resurfaced at a refugee camp in Syria and has told reporters she wants to come home. Her apparent lack of remorse has triggered criticism, and Javid has revoked her citizenship. Zaria Shakili, London.
Another ISIS bride wants out as well. The father of a 24-year-old Alabama woman who also joined Islamic State filed suit against the Trump administration so she can be allowed to return to the United States with her toddler son. News and analysis at townhall.com. From Florida, the story of the petty thief who treated his valuable haul like nothing more than small change.
After stealing tens of thousands of dollars worth of collectible coins, police in Palm Beach County say the thief ran many of them through grocery store change machines that returned just a fraction of their true value. The Palm Beach Post reports 20-year-old suspect told investigators he stole the commemorative presidential dollar coins and other items from a North Palm Beach office in December. The coins, valued at $33,000. Rich Thomason reporting.
General Motors has stopped making the Chevrolet Volt, a groundbreaking electric car with a gasoline backup motor. The last Volt rolled off the assembly line at a Detroit factory with little ceremony on Tuesday. The car led to advances in battery technology, clearing the way for the Volt's successor, the longer-range Chevy Bolt. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Two parties. One of them is completely insane. I don't know what they're pushing for, but these people are nuts. I'm not sure if this song is the appropriate choice under the circumstances, but who am I to second guess? Good morning and welcome. I'm coming to you today live from the studios of WLS in Chicago, Illinois. Or as it's known in the Midwest, MAGA country. Wait a minute, this is MAGA country? Yeah, this is MAGA. Turns out this is, well, no, it's not really MAGA country, but that's what we're hearing for quite a while out of, the Chicago thing. Yeah, but I don't know if anybody heard of this Jussie Smollett story, this whole thing. No, excuse me, it's Smollett. It's not Smollett anymore. Now it's Smollett. which is a smaller, more petite version, I think, of it's like a kitchenette. That means a small kitchen. It's French, I think. And it used to be smollet. And then yesterday, day before yesterday, they went French on us, and it became smollet. I don't know if that's because he's shrinking or what's going on here, but some fun with these nutcases. And that's my favorite story of the day, I've got to say. In addition to a whole lot of other wacky things going on, but the developments on this story are just staggering. This guy, first of all, is still claiming that he's innocent. I didn't do anything. After that police briefing yesterday, which was magnificent, and the superintendent of police in Chicago was just extraordinary, and I admire him very much for coming out and telling the truth. We carried his opening remarks and his, actually, the superintendent's opener for the press conference yesterday live on the show. And he is just, he's great. And he came out and he obviously told the truth, as you heard and as I talked about yesterday. He went after. He talked about Hollywood people. He talked about politicians in Washington. He talked about presidential candidates going in lockstep with Jussie Smollett. And assuming the worst, and of course, because they wanted it to be true, we know, because they want to paint the country and their enemies as terrible racists and bigots and homophobes. You know, all the Hillary Clinton things, the litany, the shopping lists of things and people that the Democrat Party hates and asks you to hate if you're going to goose-step with them into the dystopian future. And Jussie Smollett is a prime example of everything that's wrong with really our country, not just the Democrat Party. Oh, he's a perfect symbol of the Democrat Party as well. He should be the poster child for the Democrat Party. And he and the party as a collective, you know how they love collectives, they just can't wait to smear and slander this country and their neighbors and their relatives and their coworkers and everybody else without a shred of evidence. And when they don't have any evidence, then they fabricate it. They make it up. They goose step into the haze with their insane hate-filled screed against middle America and 63 million Trump voters and many millions more supporters that didn't get out and vote for President Trump. Now, listen, last night we had a politics and a pint event here in Chicago, and it was wonderful at a restaurant, Francesca's North in Northbrook, just outside of the city, and a wonderful gathering. And I did run into a very nice man who all his life has been a Democrat until Trump came along, and during the campaign, and he voted for Obama twice. And he was very enthusiastic, and then he became disillusioned with Obama over the time. And during the campaign in 2016. His eyes were opened to the corruption of the news media. His eyes were opened to the propaganda machine that the Democrat Party has, to the slander and smearing of Republicans and of Donald Trump because he was the nominee, of other nominees before, candidates before the convention, and President Trump was chosen as the Republican candidate. And he said, boy, his eyes were open and he's never looked back. And he's been listening to my shows and my show and shows like my show since the 2016 election cycle. And he was just shaking his head saying, man, I can't believe how wrong I was. I can't believe how lost I was. And, you know, I once was lost and now I'm found. His eyes are now opened and they're never going to be closed again. And I think a lot of people's eyes are being opened by way of this whole Jussie Smollett thing, too. And there are a number of things to get into. Did you know, Robin Roberts, the ABC News fake journalist that the network sent to do that fake interview with the fake Jussie Smollett, who had the fake claims of fake racism and fake homophobia and fake beating and fake police report and all of this. It's all a lie. It's the burning of the Reichstag over and over again. You know, there's a famous episode for people who don't understand that reference, a few though you may be. The Nazi Party, according to history, set fire to the Reichstag, the parliament, the capital building legislature of Germany, set fire to it and blamed the communists. You see, now, the Nazis apparently set fire to the building, but they blamed the communists so they could wage war against the communists, so they could make them the villains, make them the bad guys. So it was a fake. It was a fake hate crime is what it was. And they blamed their political enemies. And that's exactly what Jussie Smollett, and not just Jussie Smollett, he teed it up for the Democrats. But the reality is that from the moment that he put the lie out there, we had Democrat candidates. We had the Kamala Harris's of the world and the rest, the whole shopping list of them, and Nancy Pelosi and everybody jumping on that lion bandwagon, that burning Reichstag of a bandwagon, and screaming that the other guy is the villain. The other guy is the bad guy. It's the other. Remember Barack Obama and his whole thing about the other, trying to make people into the other? Well, nobody makes people the other more than the Democrat Party and the left. And by the way, the National Socialist German Workers Party, also known as the Nazi Party, not exactly the party of personal liberties and limited government and low taxes and so on. Kind of different than we are, just by the way. But they're a lot like the left of today because they're part of the left of yesterday. Let's not kid ourselves. We're all raised on the idea that Nazis, that the National Socialist German Workers Party, you notice that nobody even knows the full name of the Nazis. They just call it Nazis because they don't want to muddy the waters by introducing words like Socialist and Workers Party, because it might confuse the masses into thinking that Hitler and the Nazis were actually on the left also, which, of course, they were. Certainly by any modern metric and certainly by any American metric, the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany in the 30s and 40s was a left-wing party. There's just, you can say that's not true because you were raised being told that's not true. But I'm here to tell you that's true. This was just another case of another fake and a very long list. We've been talking about it. A lot of other people have been talking about it. Burn a black church in Mississippi, write vote Trump in spray paint on the side, and the news media goes crazy for days and days and days until we find out that it's a left-wing parishioner of the historically black church that did it himself in an effort to tar Republicans with this kind of behavior. That was another example, a micro example of the burning of the Reichstag. It's another fake hate crime. But it is a hate crime, make no mistake, but it's political. It's a political fake hate crime. Another church attack in Indiana, the hijab-wearing woman on the subway in New York, another burning of the Reichstag, the hijab-wearing woman in San Diego who claimed those terrible Trump people came and beat her up, and they're always threatening to set them on fire and do these outrageous things. And then they always turn out not to be true. But the media reports them right up until the point that we discovered that it's not true, and then the media stops reporting the story because our media is awful. It's terrible. It's horrible. It shouldn't be trusted. It can't be believed. It's an embarrassment to Western civilization, and that's just scratching the surface. Now, we're at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is our telephone number here. And I know that an awful lot of people have had just about enough of this kind of treatment, myself being part of a group, Trump voters, conservatives, pro-American, not anti-American, not anti-military, not anti-flag, not anti-police, not anti-free capitalism. I'm pro all of those things. I'm pro-freedom. I'm pro-liberty, which means you must necessarily be in favor of a more limited government rather than a government that's more and more involved in your life, which requires that they take from you more and more of your resources so that they can redistribute them so that they can secure their own power. Now, we didn't have to worry about this sort of thing in the United States until, really seriously worry about it, until Barack Obama came along. And with Barack Obama, each march of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And they organized. He was the community organizer, and in chief. And the community organizer in chief launched 1,000 Van Joneses, 10,000 Van Joneses. I talked about Occupy Wall Street when it came along. It wasn't about, well, it was about class warfare, and it was about confiscating the wealth of people that have worked hard and been successful and changed society, and they advocate the state coming along and fleecing them so the state can redistribute in a terribly inefficient way and buy votes. I mean, really, in the end, that's what the Democrats are up to here in that lane anyway. But they're not free market capitalists anymore. They're not. Listen to them. And I don't know if you heard Bernie Sanders yesterday arguing about this socialist side, but it's funny saying, well, we shouldn't be labeled socialists just because we call ourselves socialists. I mean, it's just, who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes kind of thing, once again, because these people are a menace to society. Now, getting it, and I was talking about the deep state and how to define the deep state. earlier this week, I guess, and talking about a new look at the deep state. And I like to use the Venn diagram. You know what a Venn diagram is? It can be two circles that overlap, and or it can be three circles that overlap, and there's an intersecting area of the three circles, and all three of the circles are overlapping. And I talk about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I've been talking about this for years, and how it's a perfect Venn diagram of what's wrong with our culture and with our politics and with our country. It is a joining, when a Democrat is in office, of Hollywood, the news media, and politics, Democrat politics. Barack Obama, they swoon. They have top-level Saturday Night Live Hollywood movie star comedians come in and do the stand-up routine, and they praise the Democrats, and all the Democrats in the media laugh, and they're sitting next to people from TV shows and movies. And all of this is part of the propaganda apparatus of the left. And the more I think about it, the more I'm viewing this as what is really the deep state. We also have the James Comeys and Loretta Lynch's and Peter Strokes, but they're only in the government circle of this Venn diagram. And then we have fake news media people and the Hollywood people, of course. And this is a classic demonstration of what I'm talking about, the whole Jussie Smollett thing. It's the three-circle Venn diagram of Hollywood, the news media, and Democrat Party politics advancing another burning of the Reichstag in order to make villains out of people that have done nothing wrong. And at the same time, and honestly, we get a Jussie from Hollywood, and we've got something I learned last night that I find quite remarkable. We were talking about that Robin Roberts, Robin Roberts from the ABC News. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. She was sent to Chicago to interview Jussie Smollett. I'm sorry, not Smollett, Smollett, the other day. And everybody in their right mind mocked and ridiculed this phony baloney interview because she didn't ask any of the right questions. She didn't ask any follow-up questions. She was lied to all over the place. She went in either completely ill-prepared in terms of knowing what had been said and what had been learned by that time, but she gave him a complete free pass. It was a fluff job of the first order. It was a disgrace to Western journalism, and they love it at ABC News because they are the deep state. Now, I learned something else. Listen to this. It turns out, and what's her name? Robin Roberts said the other day, and I can't get to the audio right now, but I will shortly. Robin Roberts said the other day, I had been on the set of Empire before, but she didn't explain why. Well, now I know why. I have an explanation as to why she was on the set before, and it's kind of bothersome. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. I've got lots of audio. The big surprise reveal having to do with Robin Roberts and her having been on the set of Empire before. Very interesting. This ABC News is not a news organization. Let me throw this phrase out there, too, talking to a listener last night here in Chicago at the Politics and a Pint. Jewish privilege. Jewish privilege. I want to explore that thought coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
I used to have a sweet tooth, had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
A winter weather advisory is an invitation to own the roads in the Dodge Charger, America's only four-door muscle car with all-wheel drive. To take the winter by storm in a Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with all-wheel drive in its class. And to burn some rubber and melt the snow in the Dodge Challenger, the first all-wheel drive muscle coupe. Don't miss the Dodge President's Day event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle Segment. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment. Excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Lots of investment firms talk about customizing a portfolio to your needs, but they may only look at one or two aspects of your financial situation. Creative Planning is different. Our financial planning-led approach considers your entire financial picture. That's the only way to create a comprehensive plan that works uniquely for you. Dial 866-440-2831 for a free, no-obligation consultation with Creative Planning. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Is the gay Tupac? I don't know if Tupac got fought back before he got shot to death. I'm not entirely clear on that. That was Jussie doing his live act, singing. He's brave. He's the bravest man anyone's ever seen. Now, let me digress for a moment here before I get back to Robin Roberts and the crooked ABC News and the fraud that they have perpetrated on this great and God-fearing nation. I had a conversation, nice conversation with a listener last night here in Chicago at the Politics and a Pint event. And talking to the man, he said, let me plant this with you. Let me just tell you this. I'll give you this phrase, Jewish privilege. And I said, what Jewish privilege? Okay. And he said, the National Socialist, I think he said the Nazis, the National Socialist Workers' Party in Germany, you may recall, set out after the Jewish population to blame. They wanted to blame after World War I, the economic ruin that Germany was in. They wanted to find a group of people to blame so that the government didn't take the fall, so that the people who were in charge were not held responsible for their circumstances. The socialists had to find a scapegoat. And the Socialist Workers' Party decided that the Jewish population would be a great target for them. It was already sort of built-in hatred. It's Europe, and they were Jewish and everything. So what they did was they blamed the Jews for all the problem with the and they didn't use the phrase Jewish privilege, but they indicted the Jews for being too rich, for having too much power, that there was only a small percentage of the population, the Jewish population, that had an outsized influence. And now what we have here is the left in the United States, the socialists in the United States, coming up with white privilege. White privilege is the villain. White people are the bad guy. It's racist, obviously, this whole concept of white privilege. They also have this 1% versus the 99% thing, which means they want to form a mob of 99 people to go after the one person so they can steal all their stuff from them, so they can rob them and fleece them blind. So they can redistribute their money so they can stay in power. It is a big lie. This whole white privilege thing is a racist lie that is really, on an historic scale, on par with the idea of Jewish privilege. And let me throw in another thing this wise man said. Toxic masculinity. If you take the combination, smart guy, I like this guy. If you take the combination of Jewish privilege and toxic masculinity, you're identifying two groups to demonize by race and by gender as your villains so that you can create a mob to go after them.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will leave those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. X.
I have faith in white men.
I don't think she means that, though. I think she's fibbing. That's a Schmalison camarada at CNN. She poses as a news anchor, just like Robin Roberts at ABC. I do like this. This was a great conversation I had with this brilliant listener from Chicago last night. Yeah, I have faith in white men. That's, oh, do you? That's, you know, like, oh, I have faith in black people. It's like 1953, and we're talking to Democrats again. Huge segment of our population is apparently very severely mentally ill. And that was on display the last couple of weeks over this whole Jussie Smollett thing. Now, did I or did I not just call this flat out day one, hour one, as BS and the BS it was? And did I or did I not red flag all of the appropriate questions having to do with everything from the fake letters sent to Fox to the fact that he wasn't really very severely beaten. Oh, that silly noose around his neck hours after the fact, and the show business aspects of all of that. And Chicago is MAGA country, and they recognized him at 2 a.m. during an Arctic blast in Chicago. And, you know, none of it made sense from the very beginning, but the phony baloney phonies in the phony baloney news media, they just ginned this whole thing up into a really big, epic, you know, and now it is going to last for years. This is something that's going to be remembered for years. And Jussie the Smollett, he is going to be remembered for this for a very long time. In fact, this is the defining moment of his life. He's not going to be known for anything else. This will be the first line of his obituary. Now, he went into work yesterday at the set of Empire in Chicago, where they shoot, and he protested. Now, after the police brief, after the arrest, after the mugshot, after posting bail, after all the teams of lawyers that took his ATM card off his hands, and they're going to now bleed him dry, he went onto the set of Empire, and apparently, according to reports, told everybody, "I am innocent." And everybody said, "Oh, poor Jesse, what a pity your scam didn't land." And now there are some whispers coming out of there that some may not want to work with him anymore because maybe they think he's insane or something like that. I don't know whether it's Hollywood. They still have, you know, the lead star of the show is still a complete nut. And it's Hollywood. That other cast members have some issues too, but the Terrence Howard, this guy who has been, it's been documented that he's beaten six different women at least, including his brand new bride of 1 week, who showed up with a huge black eye. They were later divorced, as you might imagine, and then he beat her again years later after they were divorced. But this is okay. Forget about that pound me too thing because it's the left and it's Hollywood. And were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all, as I think we well know. So he went on. He's on the set. And it turns out, as the police superintendent said yesterday, this was all about getting a raise. He wanted to get paid more. And there are various reports out there as to exactly what he is being paid. But the reports range from $65,000 per episode. And they're weekly episodes, not every week of the year, but it's still a pretty good living, I guess, for playing dress up and make believe in makeup and somebody else's clothes. Stand there, say this. Okay. He's a victim. The price range goes from about $65,000 an episode to more than $120,000 an episode to play dress up and make believe on a TV show. And he wanted a raise. And I'm not a counselor to celebrities or anything like that, but if you're a celebrity and you're thinking about taking action like this, I have an alternate idea for you. Go in and ask for a raise. Maybe Jesse didn't think of that. Maybe that hadn't occurred to him. Go in and say, "Hey, I feel like I'm underpaid. I'm a big star." He's probably got an agent. I know he was on the phone, allegedly, with his alleged business manager when the alleged attack allegedly happened, where they allegedly said, "This is MAGA country" in downtown Chicago in the middle of the night, because everybody knows it's MAGA country down here. And I'm actually right now just a few blocks from where all of this happened. And the people in Chicago just laugh at this. And everybody now across the spectrum in the media and Hollywood, every place else, saying, "Well, I was suspicious from the beginning." Yeah, you just didn't say anything. And on some level, I even believe this, because I think a lot of people didn't say anything. If you express disbelief at something like this, the left comes down on you like you're the white knights of the Ku Klux Klan, like you're, because you're telling the truth about a lie. And they don't like that because they like the lie. They're more into the lie than they are about the truth. Jesse, go in and ask for a raise. Say, "I think I'm doing a great job. I sing, I act, I'm pretty. I'm popular. I'm great. I do albums. I'm multi-talented. I deserve more money." But, you know, you don't have to do that. You got agents and business managers. Perhaps he'd already done that and all avenues had been exhausted, so he decided to go with this desperately pathetic kind of high school girl approach to sympathy. It's truly an embarrassment to all of us, I think. At least it ought to be. Now, with that, did you see that? What's her name? I love her. Kamala Harris. She's a Democrat candidate for the presidency of the United States and a member of the United States Senate from our most populous state, California. And she was out yesterday with no sense of irony. I always point out, because it's true, that the left has no sense of irony. And I mean each individual leftist has no sense of irony. Collectively, they have no sense of irony. Individually, they have no sense of irony. They don't know what the word means. They think that irony is, a thousand spoons when you need a fork or rain on your wedding day because of that stupid song where nothing is ironic. But Kamala Harris yesterday was out with who? With the Reverend Al Sharpton. The Reverend Al Sharpton, who says some of the most fantastical things. Now, you may recall that when the Reverend Al Sharpton was about 650 pounds and went around in blue crushed velour jogging suits and his hair was gassed and pinned down to his skull, that he created a big national upheaval, international upheaval, with the Tawana Brawley scam, which was really the same blueprint as what Jussie Smollett just did. Tawana Brawley was not attacked by white men. She was not raped by white men. They didn't call her racist things because it didn't happen. They didn't scratch racist things into her flesh because that didn't happen. But Al Sharpton's career was launched because of this unholy fraud that he perpetrated upon the country. This fake reverend who advocates aborting 60% of the black babies in New York and then walks out and holds a press conference saying he cares about children and black people. Pretty astonishing. Sort of in the same way that Dr. Mengele cared for Jewish children. Mengele is responsible for fewer deaths, I think, in a personal way. But there was Kamala Harris sitting there with Al Sharpton yesterday, and the news media doesn't get the irony either, because he's the sort of the granddaddy, if you were, the OG, the original gangster of frauds like this in the modern era. He gave us Tawana Brawley, and there he is with Kamala Harris on the day that this whole Jussie Smollett fraud is being exposed. And look, there's a direct line from Tawana Brawley right up to Jussie Smollett. It's the left. It's the Democrats. It's the pleading racism. It's there aren't enough real incidents of racism, so they have to manufacture them. It's the supply of racist incidents does not meet the demand that the Democrat Party has. So they have to fabricate episodes like this. And it's not as though the Jussie Smollett thing is the first time. Again, I mentioned the church in Mississippi burned with Vote Trump on it, and it was a lie, and the hijabs, and another church in Indiana, and the list is very, very long. I've gone through a number of these episodes. The hatred that the left has, and this insane, overzealous agenda that they have, they're not normal people. They're not calm people. They have really strange long-term agendas that are fundamentally anti-American, and they're not, they're just, these are not good people. But we can expect more of this. There will be a pause now, and then we can expect more of it. You know what I'd like to do, Michael? I'd like to do some of this Robin Roberts stuff, because what I discovered about her last night. No, I mean, again, and there's Al just to finish up the Kamala Al Sharpton thing. Sharpton, at meeting with Kamala Harris, says Smollett should face, quote, maximum, end quote, punishment if allegations are true. How absurd. How completely absurd. Here's the Reverend Al with his friends in the news media swarming him.
Whoever is wrong should pay the maximum.
What?
If Smollett is wrong,
when did
he
that
ought
start?
To face accountability to the max. If it,
no.
it turns out another way, it ought to be that way.
I What's
think
that,
that
other
what
way?
We have learned is that we have got to always look at these situations.
You do? Wait, what we have learned is that we've always got to look at these situations. Oh, nuggets of wisdom from the sage. Wow, the Oracle of New York, the new Oracle. Isn't that amazing? One thing we've learned, and he says it so emphatically as though it actually has meaning. Just extraordinary. Yeah, should face the man. If true, he just wouldn't want to leap to any conclusions. And I guess he doesn't believe the police chief in Chicago and everything that was laid out. I mean, honestly, it's like Austin Powers and the Swedish penis pump. This is, well, one receipt from Jussie Smollett for Swedish penis pump. A book by Jussie Smollett, Swedish penis pumps are my bag, baby. I don't know what more you need on top of the evidence that has already been supplied by the Chicago Police Department, who very copiously collected this evidence and presented it expertly yesterday. And if you're still saying, well, I don't know, Jussie says it's not true, so I'm going with Jussie, then you should have a brain scan, because there might be a tumor the size of a grapefruit in your skull, or there might be a squirrel running laps around the inside like that motorcycle that used to ride inside the globe at Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, because your brain is not working as designed if you're still buying that, okay? And before we get to that, here's another just astonishing, absolutely astonishing story from The Hill. Day before yesterday was Wednesday, if I'm doing my gazintas correctly. It was Wednesday, and we learned on Wednesday all kinds of important information. On Wednesday evening, yesterday, I said I was binge-watching Jussie Smollett on television. Apparently, I didn't turn to MSNBC, because when we learned night before last that Jussie Smollett was no longer considered to be a victim in the case, but he was a suspect in the case, then we learned that There was a warrant out for his arrest, and the Chicago police were actively looking for Jussie Smollett. And they no longer believed that this was the hate crime that Jussie Smollett claimed that it was, but had turned the corner and come to the conclusion that this was a hate crime perpetrated by Jussie Smollett. It turns out that MSNBC all night didn't mention any of that. They airbrushed it out like Trotsky standing next to Stalin. MSNBC, The Hill wrote, does not cover Smollett hoax charges on Wednesday primetime shows by Joe Concha, who is a legitimate media analyst and critic. MSNBC did not cover breaking news Empire actor Jussie Smollett being charged with filing false police report about an attack in Chicago, it should say an alleged attack in Chicago during its primetime programs on Wednesday night. Now, last night, I assume they did, but night before last, we knew it. It was like we were waiting for the, you know, O.J. high-speed chase and the white Bronco. You know who this is, damn it. Al Cowlings was going to take Jussie Smollett for a ride on I-94 through Chicago, and MSNBC didn't mention it all night long. Chicago police actually announced before 8 p.m. that Smollett was being charged with faking his own attack, prompting Fox News and CNN to cover the story heavily for the remainder of the evening. But a review of The Hill by all four MSNBC programs from 8 p.m. to midnight showed absolutely no coverage of the Smollett story. MSNBC did not immediately respond to requests for comment from The Hill. Of course they didn't, nor will they ever. Sieg Heil, MSNBC. MSNBC's primetime lineup consists of All In with Chris Hayes. He's the, you know, the Rachel Maddow with the very small penis. And then the Rachel Maddow Show. She is Chris Hayes' sans. Then The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, who proudly describes himself as a socialist, just by the way. And then Brian Williams has a TV show. Who knew? The former NBC Nightly News guy has The 11th Hour with Brian Williams. Not one of those shows mentioned the fact that there was a manhunt underway for the guy that they had been prattling on about for, well, since January 29th, about this terrible hate crime that had been perpetrated. And when the coin flipped, they just said, well, we're not going to touch that. We're not going to say anything about that. That's absolutely not within our purview there. Also, here's another one. The New York Times. The New York Times erroneously reported that Jussie was charged with, quote, faking his own death. This is the New York stinking Times, as I think it should be known. You know what their slogan is, don't you? What is their slogan again? Oh yeah, we'll put out for scoops. That's what it is, because of their fine reporter, Allie. She, she dates her sources, and when I say date, I'm using a euphemism. And their reporters, they put out for scoops. They put out for scoops. But they reported that Jussie had faked his own death in one report. They did go back and correct that, but it took a little while. Also, yesterday, when all of these news stories broke, the New York Times, with two reporters reporting from Chicago, said that, they wrote a long story about it, these two reporters, and they forgot to mention in the entire story, the New York Times, with two reporters on the byline, allegedly reporting from Chicago, they forgot to mention that Jussie claimed that they were MAGA hat wearing, yelling, this is MAGA country. The New York Times, when writing about Jussie now being charged with crimes, they just erased that from the story. The New York Times. Why would you put that in? First, he faked his own death at the New York Times, and they corrected that. Then they published a story with two fake reporters typing from Chicago on behalf of the party. And they forgot to mention that he blamed Trump people for it. Gosh, isn't that amazing? That's a political hate crime, if I'm not mistaken. All right, quick break here, and back with more. I didn't get to those. I'm going to get to them, Scouts Hunter. Because of this Robin Roberts thing, there was a revelation. There has been a revelation about Robin Roberts and perhaps why she didn't ask any real questions, why it was a fluff job of the First Order that she gave Jussie Smollett the other day, that ABC News gave Jussie Smollett the other day. They're standing by her. And why she said, oh, yeah, I've been on the set of Empire before. I have the answers to those questions.
What we have learned is that we have got to always look at these situations.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Do you have a health insurance plan that you're just not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan kept getting more and more expensive, and their favorite doctor stopped taking their plan. Then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month. That's pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
So they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. All you have to do is call 855-40-BIBLE. That's 855-40-BIBLE. 855-40-BIBLE.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on everything you need to take care of your home. Get your coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings only at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 28th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge
then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Jussie feels betrayed. Jussie feels betrayed by the system. The system isn't a big enough lie for Jussie. He's a victim again. Wah, wah, wah. Extraordinary. By the way, speaking of socialism, Dr. Evil's Washington Post, it looks like a newspaper, but it's not. With the headline just moments ago, one dead, multiple people injured after Venezuelan National Guard opens fire on opposition supporters. San Cristobal, Venezuela. This is how it ends up every single time for those who missed the 20th century. Venezuelan soldiers opened fire on a group of civilians attempting to keep open a segment of the border with Brazil for deliveries of humanitarian aid, leading to multiple injuries and the first fatality of a massive opposition operation meant to deliver international relief to this devastated South American country. You think they'll ever mention that they're socialist bastards who ruined the place? According to an eyewitness and community leaders. At 6:30 a.m. on Friday, a military convoy approached a checkpoint set up by an indigenous community in the southern village of something unpronounceable and rests on the main artery linking Venezuela to Brazil. Now, they're leaving this out so far. The Bolshevik revolutionary down there, Maduro, closed the border, which I think is racist, isn't it, between Venezuela and Brazil. And if we close the border between, wouldn't that be horribly racist? Shouldn't the left be up in arms with their socialist brethren that he shut down the border? And we've sent humanitarian aid because everybody's starving to death and they've already eaten all the flamingos and the zoos and the animals in the zoo. So we're sending humanitarian aid, and some local people tried to keep the border open long enough to take delivery of humanitarian aid. So naturally, the socialist utopianists opened fire on the civilians. Because that's what they do. How do you think you kill 100 million people?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.